It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Center, Ghost Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Ducts of Mid-Michigan, The Protection Center, Veritas, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Alro Steel, Plastics and Careers, Blair's Car Care.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, coming to you live from Jackson High School, where the Vikings are hosting Pinckney tonight. It's the Vikings and the Pirates, Brian, and sunny day, beautiful weather for high school football, and familiarly, we're both wearing shades because we know when we come up into this press box, that first quarter or so, we're going to have that sun beating right into the window, and I don't mind, actually. It's nice to be warm and be ready to see some football up here.
Yeah, I was wearing mine because you told me it was Corey Hart night here.
Oh, yeah.
Sunglasses, but instead, breast cancer awareness night here at Jackson, and great ceremony before the game, Steve.
Yeah, the pink game, and I feel like unintentionally we've been here for the last probably three or four of these, and it's always like a cool night. It brings in a good crowd, and yeah, great honorary stuff that they do before the game, introducing the players and then honoring someone that's in their lives that has been affected by cancer. So a little moving, touching ceremony early on, and now we get to have some fun and play some football.
Yeah, it's football time, and if you're here in the stadium listening to us, you should pull out the program and look. If you're not, just take our word for it. This Pinckney Pirate team is young, and they are starting a lot of sophomores going both ways, and the key position of quarterback going to be a guy playing in his first varsity game, freshman Jax Raymond.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Vikings come in 2-1, and they've had some excitement. Their last win at Tecumseh, 50-49, they pulled one off against the Tecumseh squad in overtime. And apparently Tecumseh scored on their try in overtime. Jackson scored, took the bold move of going for the two-point try, got it, left that place with a win and a nice W in the early season against the conference foe for the Vikings. Also coming in with a win at Lansing Waverly, 33-13. And their one loss was at Monroe, and that was a 24-6 loss against Monroe. So this is going to be a good one for the Vikings, a chance to get add another win to the win column. They'll be a favorite out there on the field tonight, and they beat Pinckney, a game I believe we went to last year at Pinckney. 40-14 was the win for Jackson.
We did. I think we're such good luck charms, they wanted us back for this one.
That must be what's going on. Meanwhile, Pinckney is struggling, as you mentioned, a young squad, a team that we kind of count on to be pretty solid year in and year out, but maybe in a little bit of a depression, but a young squad that's going to gain some experience tonight and throughout the season. 0-3 to come in. Lost versus Chelsea in their last game, a 35-0 shutout. Also a loss at Lake Benton on the 25th. That was their only points of the year, and they lost that 6-58. And then Corona beat them 35-0 as well. So struggling right now. They were 3-6 last year, 1-4, and as I mentioned, lost to the Vikings in their last meeting.
Yeah, I mentioned freshman Jax Raymond getting a start tonight. Brother Brody was quarterback last year, so if you recognize that name, he's got it in the genes. But as a freshman, I'll tell you what, there's just a big difference between a 14, 15-year-old kid and some 18-year-old guys coming after you.
No doubt about it. And so, again, getting experience, valuable experience, and who knows, there's always that chance that everything comes together, and maybe he's, as a freshman, maybe more than ready to start and heading out there for his first win. So we got to play the games. That's why we play them. All the on-paper stats and everything may point to the Vikings win, but Pinckney's going to come out and give it their best shot. So I hope we're in for some really good football tonight. And again, glad we have great weather, and we're going to get each team's best performance possible.
I look forward to it.
As do I. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break. We'll come back on the pregame. Vikings hosting Pinckney tonight here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house. Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Redberry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with the top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated spaces available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your indoor storage needs.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame. Our coverage brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater. Of course, all of our games presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. I noticed one of our sponsors in attendance tonight, KC Sykes from the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, connecting clients with the future they envision. Although I can't lay eyes on him right now, I know I saw him here earlier. But just good to see the community support, not just in sponsoring the games, but coming out to these tilts and seeing them at the stadium is always fun. Around the area tonight, a couple really good games in Manchester at Napoleon tonight. Both teams 3-0 to start the season. Napoleon, of course, had a great run last season, looking to do that again with Grant Bradley back at quarterback, and I think they have the same running back, too, this year. That was a junior last year on that semifinal team.
Yeah, and I know Van Poppel is there still.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys back from that squad.
Meanwhile, the unbeaten Lumen Christi Titans, the unscored upon Lumen Christi Titans tonight, with maybe their toughest test of the year, U of D Jesuit over there on Spring Arbor Road tonight, so that ought to be a good one. Meanwhile, the 3-0 Western Panthers hosting Gull Lake tonight, so another one out there on Deering Road, and they opened that McCain-Deering Road intersection this week, so traffic will be less of an issue over at the stadium tonight, too.
That continues to be a team that I just look forward to seeing what they do. Just, you know, I won't say they came out of nowhere. We thought they'd be a good squad, but, man, their performance has been impressive.
Yeah, when you have those early season games where it's a tough opponent and, you know, you're trying to figure out what to do or what kind of a team you're going to be, and you show up and you beat two tough teams that I'm guessing going into it, you were an underdog. That's a nice start to the season, and they've got They got a lot going on over there at Western High School, and I can tell the community is really pumped about it whenever I talk to somebody about it out where I'm, you know, in my neighborhood. Northwest 1-2 on the road at Battle Creek. Penfield, who are 1-2, so that's probably going to be a close tilt, and I'm rooting a little bit for the Mounties in that one. Grass Lakes at East Jackson, the 2-1 East Jackson Trojans, so off to a winning start for East Jackson this season. And Jonesville and Hanover Horton both looking for their first win tonight. Both at 0-3, but throw the records out the window in that one. That's just going to be an exciting game out there at Hanover Horton High School. Shout out to John Denny. And let's see who else we got. Michigan Center, 2-1 after an exciting victory last weekend. They're on the road at Leslie tonight, so taking a little drive up 127 to Leslie High School, and that's going to be a pretty interesting matchup. So a lot of good stuff happening around the area football-wise. Tonight we're at Jackson High hosting Pinckney here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com. And we got the Vikings marching band down on the field and sounding excellent. It's the Pink game tonight, and we're working our way toward the start of regulation. And Brian, any comments, thoughts on this game? I'm really just looking forward to our first chance to see the Vikings in action for the season.
Well, Steve, as you and I have become partners here through the last few years, one thing we've noticed is Jackson just keeps improving. And with Coach Anthony Parker, I'll tell you what, I got a chance to talk to him this summer a little bit at a practice. And that is just an impressive person. Like, he kind of made me want to throw on pads. And he just talked about how just important it is, the player, more so than the team, as far as just the player's psyche and their where they're at in life. And it just seemed like a guy you'd want to play for. It just seemed like he had the right message for what high school athletics should be about.
Yeah, and I like when I look down this roster and we recognize players that are coming back again from last year. Let's get the anthem going, and we're going to be back for the broadcast in 2 minutes here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bondrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Let it shine.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're glad to be here at Jackson High School, where the Vikings are hosting the Pinckney Pirates. And we were mentioning just before the break there, Brian, some of the familiar names from previous seasons. I think we're expecting a lot out of senior Kyson Cooper, Xavier Gibbs, Kyron Stamper, Karanis Davis. So some of those names that we recognize
news,
from
sports, and
previous
weather
years who come back with some experience. And those are guys who we were keeping an eye on as underclassmen. Now they're the seniors and looking to lead this team.
Yeah, and I talked about for Pinckney, the freshman quarterback, I believe, unless there's a change, we should be seeing Connor Bush under center for the Vikings.
And 21, Nolan Joe Carruthers. Vikings will kick off to Pinckney. Pirates have a couple guys back standing on the 15 to return here. I apologize if I mess up any numbers because we're looking right into the bright sun. But it looks like right there, Henry Taube, sophomore, back to return. On one side and on the other side is Nolan Joe Carruthers.
Yeah, if you can imagine going in for an eye exam and just having the optometrist just shining the light in your eyes. And for 5 minutes straight, that's what it feels like at the moment.
What a great name, Nolan Joe Carruthers, by the way.
Yeah, you have to be a return man if that's your name.
So here's the kick, and we're underway. That's a high end over end, hanging in the air. It's not going to go deep. It's going to get to the 15 and fielded there. And up the sideline, stepped out of bounds around the 24, 25. And it's going to be just shy of the 24. That's where they're going to spot it up on the return with Taube. And first and 10, Pinckney in their own end of the field at the 24-yard line, 23.5, let's call it.
And Henry Taube for Pinckney, one of those sophomores that we're going to be seeing a lot of them tonight.
Yeah, we mentioned they have a kind of a young roster, gaining some experience this season. And they'll come out to the line of scrimmage here, working from the left hash. And quarterback Jax Raymond is going to set up in a shotgun. One running back next to him, spread it out a little bit here. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. I guess that one is a wing rather than receiver, so two wide to his right. Back in the shotgun, we're just underway here, scoreless to start the game. And hand up the middle, finds a little space, a little breathing room there on the carry. Is Logan Tuttle, just a little dive play, and he's going to take it out to about the 27-yard line. Ooh, they pulled him. I don't like that spot. That's a 27, they're out to the 30. And second down at about 3 here. 7 yards on first down for Pinckney.
Yeah, we'll give that credit to Bryce Nastaly, junior linebacker for Jackson there, bringing him down.
Again, more shotgun formation here. This time, 3 wide receivers to the right for Raymond. Another handoff on second down, and this time the Vikings get into the backfield, and while he eludes a few, too many Vikings to get away from, pushes him back to the 28-yard line, lost a 2 on second down, bring third down in about 5.
Third down.
And I think that was Kyron Stamper there with a mean hit coming from that safety position up there.
And I like the speed that we're seeing from Logan Tuttle, the sophomore running back. And pretty elusive on that play, but there were just too many Vikings to get away from. Third down and, we'll call it 4 yards. Out of the shotgun again for Raymond. Steps back to throw. Lets it go out into the flat. Open guy caught. Now he's got to get it past a couple guys to get to the sticks. He got close to the 32, maybe 33. Looking for a spot. That's still going to look like it's short of the stick by about an inch. No, they're moving it. First down.
And Steve, if Jax Raymond happens to ever play in the NFL, we can say we witnessed his first pass ever in anything after eighth grade. And it was a completion.
And a completion for first down. I thought that was a generous spot, but they got to the sticks. First and 10 for Pinckney from the 33-yard line. So concern about that freshman quarterback so far, unwarranted, as they've come out and moved the sticks on their first possession. 10-14 to play here, first quarter. Another handoff quickly out of the backfield. And he'll take it out to about the 35 with forward progress into a scrum there and brought down. So a short game for the Pirates. And get a number on the ball carrier there. And it looks like that was Taube.
And here comes the train.
So they do call that a loss. Well, no, they just haven't moved it. So we're at second down, and let's call it 8 yards. He did get 2 on the play. Again, dealing with the sunlight is making some of the visibility limited, but I think we're doing okay. 4 wide receivers, 2 to each side for Raymond, and he's back to throw. Now chased out of the pocket, and that's going to be a sack. Wait for a whistle to come out as they stop some more progress. He might have gotten back to that original line of scrimmage, but still loses yards on the play. He's going to bring down 3rd and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Pinckney has a... They're going to need to try out Raymond's arm again, they might think, here on 3rd and 10.
I'm not sure if that was Joshua Hebb on that tackle. That's who I'm going to give credit to. But I tell you what, Jax Raymond was hoping they'd blow that whistle because he was stood up and Vikings just kind of piled on him.
It was a raiding party of Vikings on that one. Three receivers to the right for Raymond. Still working for that left hash. And now we got a flag for offsides against the Vikings. So that's going to help out Pinckney's cause. Encroachment.
It's still third down.
Third down and 5 now for Pinckney from their own 37-yard line. 38. Let's put it on 38. Call it 5 yards there.
Yeah, and that wasn't even a jump. Somebody just lined up offsides.
Yeah, they didn't even really even threaten to run a play there. Huddled up now, Pinckney. Jackson running kind of 4-3 there. On the defensive side, Pinckney continues to spread it out. Shotgun for Raymond with Tavi to his left. Freshman and a sophomore in the backfield for Pinckney. 3rd and 5. Shotgun snap is there. Back to throw. Looking downfield. And goes to one-on-one coverage on the edge. Caught! And missed the tackle. Does eventually pull him down, but not before he makes his way to the 28-yard line in Viking territory. Big third down throw. And Raymond's showing up why he got the job as a starting quarterback as a freshman with a little gun there. And by the way, a tremendous catch under coverage by Nolan Joe Carruthers.
Yeah, and Steve, you could see Jackson was just daring that to happen. They had no safeties deep at all. Everybody was in press coverage, and there wasn't a Viking within, you know, deeper than 3 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just running kind of a fly route to the outside, one-on-one coverage, threw it up high. The receiver got it and was able to elude the defender for an extra run after catch. And so I've got a little conference going on down on the field. And they have not brought the chains down. It looks like they're going to add something to the end of the play.
The flag was for a personal foul against the Vikings.
Personal foul against the Vikings, and they'll walk off 15. And now that's all the way down to the 14-yard line. First and 10 there for Pinckney in the red zone on a huge play on their first possession. We have 7:56 to play in the first quarter. We're scoreless right now. First half of our game brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Pinckney lined up and handing off on first down. And that's going to be Tobby carrying it down to the 12-yard line. And I guess they're saying Tob. I mean, maybe we're mispronouncing. You want to go with Tob or Tobby? What do you think?
The coach told me Tobby, so I'm going with what the coach
said. That sounds good.
Yeah, that time, Andrew Blunt, senior defensive end, bringing down Tobby after a 3-yard gain.
Second down, 8 yards. We'll say 7. 7:13 to play first quarter. Knocking on the door here, Pinckney. QB design run. Jackson there. And a big hit taken. And it was not even a QB run. It was a direct snap to Carruthers. He takes the run and takes a lick there when he gets up to the 20 or the 15-yard line. So they lose a couple on the play. 3rd down and 10 here for Pinckney.
And Carter, excuse me, I just lost his name. Oh, Cardair Sumner got to be the one that did the finishing lick as his partners held him up.
That's like when you're playing backyard football. You say, hold him up, hold him up.
Yeah.
Raymond in the backfield here. Almost got the Vikings to jump. They did. Flag comes out. And another penalty on 3rd down here for the Vikings.
After the 5-yard walk-off, it said 3rd down.
Coach Parker's not going to be happy with this drive defensively, just with some of the unforced errors. We've got, what, 2 or 3 offsides, a personal foul, and it's really helping this young Pinckney team settle in.
No doubt. You've had them at 3rd and 10 twice and given 5 yards, make it a little easier to move the sticks when your defense could have been getting off the field. 3rd down and 5 here. Raymond in the shotgun. And it looks like Tuttle is in the backfield this time. He takes the handoff, and Jackson stops it. So it's third and 10, make it fourth and, or third and five, excuse me, and now it's fourth and 10. Big tackle by the Vikings, and they've started to get a little penetration. Starting to recognize what's happening in this Pinckney offense. And so fourth down here for Pinckney, and it looks like four down territory. I don't see a place kicker making their way into the field.
Yeah, that right there for Jackson was just flat-out run blitz. And that was a bunch of Vikings were there, but Blair Pippen being the first one for bringing him down for a loss.
Empty backfield now for Raymond. Five wide receivers, three to the right, two to the left. Football's on, they've got it on about the 14 for fourth down, and it's not 10, it's about fourth and nine. 5:15 to play. They've held it for quite a bit of time here in the first quarter. Raymond chased out of the pocket, throwing on the run. He's got a man. He goes through the end zone. And that's probably a wise play there as he threw it up high where Tuttle would have had to make a great leaping catch, but you don't turn it over. So Jackson takes over first and 10 on their own 14-yard line. But, you know, if you're going to have an incomplete pass, you don't want it to be an interception that could turn it into points the other way or even just better field position for the Vikings. So you definitely flip the field. Jackson's got to go quite a ways to score here. So all in all, I'd say a successful first possession and first possession as quarterback for Raymond as a freshman. Still scoreless, but with 5:07 left in the first quarter.
You know, when you come in as a dog that I'm sure Pinckney is, I'm sure their coaching staff was happy to get that young Jax Raymond a good long sustained drive, ate up a few minutes.
Shorten the game here a little bit too, so out of the snap, a little play action fake, end around, on the run, and out to the 21-yard line. Lovely play fake, and on the carry for the Vikings, it's Kyson Cooper.
Second down.
Second down at about one, and a nice, well-executed play there. And, how about the ball handling for the QB on that one?
Yeah. Offensive coordinator Rob Dillon and Coach Parker, I'm sure, are going to get Cooper the ball a lot.
There's a handoff on second and short, and good tackle by Pinckney. I think we're going to lose maybe a yard on that one. On the carry for the Vikings is Samaj Gatewood. Third down and short.
The junior linebacker Travis Budnick making the tackle for Pinckney.
Connor Bush gets the play from the sideline. He's going to work out of the shotgun here. Two receivers to his right, one wing to his left. It is a jet sweep to the wing, looking to get to the edge. Pinckney strings out the place. The runner spins away. I think he got the distance. And that for a second I thought I saw a flag come out. I guess I was wrong. The spot is on the 24-yard line. First down, Jackson High.
Yeah, that was all Coronis Davis on that one. He didn't look like he had any place to go. Made just a couple shifty moves to pick up that first.
So we've kind of seen those seniors, or at least more experienced players, coming in here and handling the ball first. Bush rolling out to throw on first down here, and a flag comes out for a false start against the Vikings. So a third procedure penalty, or our first procedure penalty against the offense, but those kind of unforced penalties early on. Holding the Vikings back. I won't say it hasn't hurt them yet. We're still scoreless here with 3:43 to play in the first quarter, but it's definitely been a less than efficient first quarter for the Vikings as far as that line play goes.
Yeah, as you're saying, that's three pre-snap penalties, right?
Yeah. Shotgun for Bush. He is going to roll out, looking like maybe running the same play. Rolling to his left, throws. Open man, caught. 30. And pushed out around the 36. So a nice throw there. Mike Molden, the receiver on the play, senior wideout, caught and ran, and first down Vikings, and a nice play there. Good throw by Bush, but when you're that open, hard to miss a guy like Molden over there on the sideline.
Great play design. Kyson Cooper take off on a deep route, and that cleared the way.
First and 10 from the 38 for the Vikings, and now we get a jump, and this one might be against Pinckney. So there's a pre-snap penalty for the Pirates. Jackson will add on five and get right up close to midfield at the 43-yard line for Jackson. First and five here for the Vikings. Bush working out of the shotgun. Rolling out to his right to throw. And now a run. Pulling it down. Design run here to the edge. Gets to the 50. Takes a hit. Bowls his way into Pinckney territory, down to the 48-yard line, past midfield, and another first down for Jackson. We're still scoreless and with 3:12 to play in the first quarter. The Vikings have started to march.
And this is kind of what we expected. The Vikings are going to do a lot of jet sweeps, a lot of quick plays, get those athletes the ball in their hand.
Bush again out of the shotgun. This time he's got three receivers split to his left. Rolling out that way. Kind of a little screen pass in the backfield. Caught and on the run. And it looked like he was headed for that first down marker. Defender grabbed him by the shirt to hold him back. And Cooper carries it for about seven. Well, they said carry. I think that was a forward pass, just enough to be a pass play. Pretty second down and four.
That looked like something kind of out of the Philadelphia Eagles playbook, where they give Jalen Hurts just that run pass option. You know, you just quickly go and decide.
And another offensive play for the Vikings. Just a little handoff dive. He's going to get maybe a yard before he's pushed backwards. And that ref does have it spotted at the 41. So it'll be third down. And we'll call it 3 yards here for the Vikings at the Pinckney 41-yard line.
Third down.
Coming up on 2 minutes here in the first quarter for Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain. Still scoreless. Vikings first possession. Both teams have been able to go quite a bit of yardage here on their first possessions. Third down play big for Jackson here. Bush takes it, hands off, and moves to the edge. Trying to cut the corner. Gets away from a defender. Definitely got to the first down marker. Maybe a couple more. Carry on that one for Kyron Stamper. And no, they say short of the marker. He must have stepped on the sideline there, fourth and one.
Yeah, he must have, because I thought he was a good 2 or 3 yards past the line to gain.
They're all the way on the opposite side of the field from us in front of that Pinckney bench. Moving to left from left to right on your radio dial. And so their fourth down and one play will go from the left hash. Jackson has run everything out of the shotgun here so far, but just needing a yard. Maybe we'll see a big set here. It looks like the line is set up for that, and that is what we'll get. And maybe just a Bush dive. And he goes, but we get a flag in and false start. Vikings a little anxious to get that push up front, and they jumped it, and so we'll make it fourth and six here on the 5-yard false start penalty.
Yeah, speaking of the Eagles playbook, that was another play straight out of their playbook where Jalen Hurts gets it and just has a back behind him and just pushes him and shoves him, which is legal. But, yeah, that false start, because, boy, you see Bush was going to gain 4 yards on that.
Minute 44 to go on our opening quarter of action. Still scoreless here. And I don't think that's what anybody would have predicted with these two teams coming out, but good long possessions by each of them. Now the Vikings have to get six to keep this possession alive. Bush rolling out, looking to throw. Now he's hit, and they're going to bring him down. Loss of one. And just as it looked like Bush was about to throw it, he takes a hit, holds onto it, because it was out there where that was fumble danger. But he stopped, and on fourth down, the Pirates get the stop. And Pinckney will take over. Now first and 10 here from their own 44-yard line.
Yeah, he had offensive lineman Hayden Best kind of behind him, and it almost looked like Bush thought about pitching it to him as he was going down and thought better of it. Usually maybe that's probably a good choice to not just pitch it to your tackle when he's not ready for it.
We're scoreless here in the first quarter. Minute 35 to play as Pinckney takes over again. Shotgun for Raymond, the freshman QB for the Pirates. That spread formation they've been running. Hands off right away and hit right away too on the handoff to Tommy. And it is going to be second down and 12 now for Pinckney. Good penetration by the Viking defense.
Yeah, I was going to look down and tell you who made that nice tackle, number 24. However, we don't have a 24 on our program.
A little effort to sort that out. In the meantime, Pinckney second and 12 as we go down to the one-minute mark in our opening quarter of action. 0-0 tie. We get something here on second down if you're Jackson. Shotgun and handoff again and hit again right at that line of scrimmage. And nowhere to go for Pinckney. Tai stuffed again, so that'll bring it up third down and 12 for Jackson.
We'll go ahead and give that one to Caden Bear. And yeah, Pinckney's going to have to come up with a new plan that worked on the very first play where they just handed off to the back that's standing next to the quarterback. But Jackson has been on that in the backfield about five times now.
Yeah, and not just one guy that you can maybe spin away from. Two or three Vikings are there to make that tackle. And so on third and 12, maybe you go back to the air if you're Pinckney. Raymond is in the shotgun. You got 11 seconds. And now a flag coming out. And it's a false start against Pinckney this time. So they'll walk that off. And we'll get one last chance for Pinckney to run a play here in the first quarter. 0-0 tie. Third down is 17 yards.
They may or may not get a snap off here. That might be it for the first quarter.
The clock did start back up when they spotted the football on that 3-2-1. We're done. One quarter in the books. Scoreless after 12 minutes. We'll get the second quarter going when we come back. 60-second commercial break here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Escape to a California wine dinner at Veritas on Friday, September 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. Chase your dreams as you take a journey through the vineyards of California with a four-course dinner. The menu consists of a scrumptious avocado toast, giopino, a delightful seafood stew, braised osco buco with the truffle mashed potatoes and California vegetable medley, topped off with a light and fluffy lemon chiffon pie. For tickets, go to eventbrite.com. Tickets include four-course dinner, wine pairing, gratuities, Veritas, true food in downtown Jackson.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Located in downtown Jackson, call the Protection Center, 517-787-1704 for a competitive quote.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ready for the second quarter here, 12 minutes on the clock. It's a 0-0 tie to start. Pinckney pushing themselves back with a procedure penalty. Third down and 17 from their own 37-yard line. Back to throw is Raymond up the middle and nearly picked off. He thought he had a man in the seam and standing right there waiting to pick it off. Bryce Nastali, but he dropped it. That'll bring up fourth and 17, though, and it's a punt down for Pinckney.
I mean, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say that's good coverage by Bryce, but that's one where he's going to tell you himself, boy, he should have come up with that one. That was right in his breadbasket.
Yeah, you get the pass defense or deflection caught stat, but you'd love to have the interception. Punt away. The punter went down to his backside after kicking it away, but it's a decent punt. Jackson will take over at about their 31-yard line. So after punting and losing his footing, he still managed to get a kick away from the return guy, and Vikings will take over first and 10, 31-yard line in their own territory here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. I want to say thank you to Liquid Death. Sparkling water. I wish we had some Liquid Death up here. Honestly, Brian, still a little steamy. We're still waiting for that sun to tuck behind those trees and give us some relief. We do have an out-of-town score update from the K105.3 game of the week. Grass Lake leading 7-0 with 4:32 to go first quarter. Snap for Bush. Looking to throw a quick bubble screen here to a receiver. Has to get past one. And he's trying to get to the sideline. And good pursuit by Pinckney. He's going to get about two on the play and go out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Whoa.
Yeah,
that spot was generous. 36. Second down. And that's going to be about 6 yards to go.
Steve, I think what happened there is you just assumed Kyson Cooper was only going to get two because that's what it looked like he should have. But he's Kyson Cooper. He turns two-yard runs into four-yard runs.
Little snap for Bush is low, but he passes out to the receiver on the other side, going up the left sideline in front of their bench. And the ball come loose. I thought it hit the sideline. And they're going to conference about it because right now Pinckney thinks they for sure have it. It went out of the receiver's hands, so the ball definitely came loose. But did the receiver step out of bounds before it was loose? And did the ball hit the sideline when it came loose? Pinckney certainly recovered it, but that's what we're waiting to see. If the receiver had stepped out and was therefore out of bounds before the fumble or what?
This is one of those plays where if it happens on Saturday or Sunday, we know for sure because we can get a look at instant replay. Here in high school, they just have to go with what they see with their eyeballs live.
Right. And so we get a flag out on the play also. Still waiting for an official ruling. All the referees on the field deciding what's up.
Illegal touching. Pinky. The player came from out of bounds and touched the ball first.
Okay. Oh, okay. Illegal touching from Pinkney is the call. So the defensive player, one of them had come from out of bounds, and when the ball came loose, he was the first one to touch the football at that point. And so it stays Viking ball?
It does. And with a penalty, that's going to either be a first down or...
Well, I'm wondering...
Feet away.
They're walking it off from that original line of scrimmage. And 15-yard penalty for the illegal touching. So that's a first down, and then some into Pinckney territory at the 49-yard line. First and 10 for the Vikings. Helped out by that penalty, because otherwise that's Pinckney football.
And quite a penalty, 15-yarder.
Yeah, that's a massive change of fortunes for the Vikings. Let's see if they can capitalize. Bush out of the shotgun. At midfield, rolling out to his left. Now looking back to his right, throwing down the seam. Off the receiver's hands and nearly picked off. Open receiver on the play was Kyson Cooper, and he just dropped it. And the Pinckney defender couldn't quite bring it in on the deflection. So incomplete pass, second and 10, no harm done.
That was a great job by the Jackson line to give Connor Bush all that time, because that was a slow developing play where Kyson Cooper came all the way from the right side and dragged across the middle. Bush, with a lot of time, hit him right in stride, just couldn't hang on to it.
Out of the shotgun, Bush hands off up the middle, and the linebacker comes up to make the hit, and slippery run, but a fumble. At least Pinckney sees it as a fumble. And recovered by the Pirates. And I think we got a signal that that's first and 10 for the Pirates.
Senior Hunter Weaver coming up with that for Pinckney. Steve, something must be on that ball. That's about five out of the last six plays where somebody's either dropped one or fumbled one.
Nice job, though, Hunter Weaver. Just had a nice punt. Now gets the football back for his Pirates, and first and 10 for Pinckney from the 45. Still scoreless. We have 11:20 to play in the first half. I feel like a lot of these last few minutes of the broadcast have been spent figuring out what's going on the field. There's a quick pass out to the left and a run by Carruthers out to the 49-yard line. It's about 4 yards on first down for Nolan Joe Carruthers. Second down and 7 for Pinckney.
Great tackle by Cardair Sumner. Again in space, shadow blocker. Made that tackle for limited gain there, where I thought he could have gone for at least a first down if Sumner misses him.
Yeah, some of these one-on-one tackling situations open field, the Vikings have not missed tackles much today at all. I think the one on the big gain on the reception, the only time I can think of on Pinckney's first possession. Here's a hand up on second down, and that's what Pinckney needs to do. They're going to get about 4 yards on the carry and get themselves into a third and short situation. Spot's going to be at the 48 in Jackson territory, and call it third down and 3.
Yeah, that first down pass by Pinckney kind of loosened up that Jackson D, who had been just kind of teeing off on that run. And I think Pinckney is going to have to pass it a little bit in some early downs to not let Jackson High just tee off on him.
Yeah, and when you spread it out like they do, if it's clearly just a run play, you know, you're matching one-on-one with those defensive linemen, and then the linebackers are just there to fill those gaps. But when you start swinging it out and making the edge important, that's when you force that defense to guard you in a lot of different ways and create those matchups and mismatches. Raymond in the backfield right now with 3rd and 3. Shotgun, quick pass into the seam, and it's going to be Carruthers. Gets the first down, hit and rolls forward for another couple yards at the end of the play. Nice gain on 3rd and short for Pinckney inside the 40-yard line to the 38, 1st and 10 for the Pirates.
And Jax Raymond just did a good job getting that out of his hands quickly.
And Carruthers did a nice job of just kind of leaking into that little seam spot where he had a little softness in the defense. And so he had the sticks like almost when he caught it, but was able to turn on the burners and grab some more yardage. So in Viking territory at the 38, 1st and 10 for Pinckney. Shotgun for Raymond. And they're doing that where they'll set up the play and then let the coach read the defense and call the offensive play from the sideline. So they look over, get the call. Snap, handoff. Kind of a little delay handoff, and it's going to go up the middle. And again, where we were seeing the Vikings on the last possession just stuff Pinckney in the backfield, this time there's a little room for Taube to grab a couple of yards. Second down and 8. We're seeing the clock run inside of 9 minutes now. Halftime coming up. We're still scoreless here at Jackson High. Dungy Field at Withington Stadium. Beautiful new field that they put in over the offseason. In great shape out here, and I love the Viking logo right there in the center. That's one of the coolest ones in the area. Especially since we have that same red facial hair, me and that Viking.
It's like I'm looking at you out there.
And Raymond looking over the sideline to get the call. Three receivers split left for Raymond on this second down and 8 play. From the 36, rolling out, looking to throw left, and there's Carruthers again by the sideline, looks to turn up field. He's not going to get a big gain after catch, but he's still going to get down to the 33-yard line and make it third down and about 5 here for Pinckney.
It's as if Nolan Joe Carruthers said, hey, coaching staff, if my name is Nolan Joe Carruthers and that just sounds like a guy you want to get the ball to, let's just do it.
It does. I feel like he would have been even better if it was 1976. And he had a nice afro. I don't know what it is, but I love Nolan Joe Carruthers' name. Shout out to his parents. Good job when you get that chance to name your kid. You got it right on the first try. 8:07 to play first half. Pinckney with the football rolling here, but third and 5, Vikings with a chance to get off the field. And that's going to be a false start on Pinckney. And we saw that right on the end, and he knew it as soon as he moved. The flag comes out. That was Eli Smith, senior offensive line. Out-of-town scoreboard, end of 1. We've got a tie, Columbia and Addison at 14 apiece.
Columbia looks like a fun team to follow. Looks like they're just going to be involved in shootouts.
Yeah, on the road to Addison tonight in a 14-14 score. That one's probably going to go to the wire again.
Coach Zaborowski was never one for defense in any sport he played. So
third and 10 now for Pinckney from the left hash. Shotgun for Raymond. And we get another flag coming in for another false start. So you had third and 5. And you're going to find yourself at third and 15 if you're Pinckney. You can't afford those errors in a game where you feel like right now you're right where you want to be, still scoreless against this electric Jackson High offense. And we're under 8 minutes to play here, 7:56 to go first half. We haven't had any scores. We haven't had no time to play commercials. We're just staying right here on the broadcast, and it's been fun to watch, and this is the kind of football that maybe the casual fan doesn't get a lot of big touchdown plays or pass plays, but the coaches, I think the players really enjoy this kind of chess match and trench battle, and I think both coaching staffs would like to see a few fewer penalties so far. Raymond back to throw on third down. He's got one-on-one coverage outside. Carruthers doesn't get it. Interception. 30, 20, 10, into the end zone. Touchdown, not a flag on the field. Jackson High interception and pick six touchdown. Cardair Sumner. One-on-one play, battle for the football, and Jackson wins the battle. 6-0 Vikings with 7:16 to play in the first half.
Yeah, that was Sumner just flat out wrestled it away from the Pinckney receiver. They both had their hands on it. Sumner, I guess, I can't say he wanted it more, but it turns out I think he wanted it more, Steve.
He did. So Nolan Joe Carruthers, he's winning when it comes to names, but lost that battle for the football. And the Vikings take advantage, 6-0. The defense now putting points up for Jackson High. Point after attempt, they're huddled up, so I'm not sure what we're going to expect, but it looks like the QB's headed out, so we might see a two-point try here for Jackson. And that is indeed what's happening. And now we get a timeout from Pinckney for a substitution. 30-second commercial break for the Pinckney timeout. We'll be back with the PAT on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
County National Bank is your community bank. providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
7 minutes, 16 seconds to play in the first half. 6-0 Vikings on about a 55-yard interception return for touchdown. And we took a timeout. Pinckney unprepared for the two-point try from the Vikings.
It took a quarter and a half for no offense, but defense to become the offense.
Bush out of a shotgun. And end around. Coming across. Getting to the edge and into the end zone. Tyson Cooper takes it to the house. 8-0 Vikings. And now let's take a 60-second commercial break. Back with a kickoff. 8-0 Jackson on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jackson High leads this one 8-0 with 7:16 to play in the second quarter. Score update, Michigan Center at Leslie and leading 14-0 Cardinals over those Blackhawks. Another battle of the birds for Michigan Center. So the kickoff for Jackson goes high and down to the 12, fielded there by Carruthers for Pinckney. And knocked down. Didn't really get too much contact, but enough to spin him down. I think he was kind of caught on a weird step there. But the hit on special teams, Julian Gouldy.
Steve, we've made it clear that we like Nolan Joe Carruthers' name. One thing I question, though, is he's wearing like the hoodie that's coming out of his jersey. I would think that'd be something easy for somebody to grab onto and yank him down and not feel good and make it easier.
Yeah. Totally illegal.
You don't see too many hoodies from ball carriers.
No, unnecessary, too. It's not cold or anything. 24-yard line for Pinckney, first and 10 with 7:05 to play till half, trailing 8-0. Freshman Raymond takes the snap, hands it off to Tavi, and he's hit right away. And that's what we were starting to see Jackson do on the reg before the last possession. But they're back to it now. 21-yard line. 22, I guess they give him a little forward progress. And second down at 12 for Pinckney.
Charles Taranzi.
Jackson wearing the pink and black jerseys tonight for the breast cancer event. Always fun to come out for this. And the jerseys look cool. I hope they get to, like, keep those. You know, that's something that would look cool later on when you're it's jersey day at school or something. Shotgun here on second down. 4 receivers for Pinckney. 3 of them are split to the left for Raymond. Carruthers there in the slot. There's the snap and looking to throw quick. Carruthers is the target. He's got a good blocker there. Gets away, and now on the run up to the 35-yard line is forced out of bounds, but that's enough for a first down for Pinckney. 13 yards on second down and move the chains, first and 10 for Pinckney, and they do have that just at the 35, so they didn't give him that little extra hop. But either way, it's a first down.
You know, one of Pinckney's first pass plays of the game, Jackson High just playing press coverage, no deep safeties, and they kind of got burned a little bit. And now Jackson High's coming out with the two safeties deep and kind of giving them that space. I'm wondering if they're going to press them back up again.
6:03 on the clock. First down handoff goes to Tobby. He gets a little space and then bowls forward past the 40. The pile moves out to the 42. And the spot kind of midway between the 42 and 43-yard line. So on first down, that's 7.5 yards for Pinckney. Second down.
And for having 0 points as the second quarter is kind of getting close to an end, Pinckney has moved the ball. It's not they've been just stymied.
Right. Raymond looking to the sideline for the play call. In the shotgun. And another handoff this time. Hit and push backwards. Forward progress is going to get at least back to the line of scrimmage, though, Brian. But again, not much running room. And another nice play there by Nastali to come up and make the hit. He's had a good game so far for Jackson.
You know, you mentioned Pinckney's quarterback always looking over the sideline for the call. It's almost as if Jackson knows which coach they're looking at, because when it's that run play, it seems like they're on that play.
Third down and 3 for Pinckney. 4:46 to play. They trail 8-0. Vikings with the pick 6 and then a 2-point conversion. Throwing quick and getting it away. Carruthers makes the up-high catch on the run. Still into Viking territory. Inside the 45 to the 42-yard line. And that one was just a defender looking in the wrong spot, because that pass was ripe to be picked off. Carruthers has soft hands, though. And they put it on the 42. In Jackson territory, 1st and 10 for Pinckney.
Carruthers doing a Gabe King impersonation.
That was very Gabe Kingy. Speaking of Gabe King from Lumen Christi, the Titans lead that one 7-6. So have given up their first points of the season so far against UD Jesuit. Meanwhile, Pinckney with a hard count, and they get the Vikings to jump. So at 5 yards here, make it 1st and 5 inside the 40-yard line for Pinckney. And it'll be 1st down from the Vikings 37.
I don't know if there was contact made there, but it looked like the Vikings kind of got back. I didn't see anybody cross the line. But we're way up here, and the official's right on that line, so I'm sure he could see something I didn't.
1st down. Inside of 4 minutes, back to throw, looking up the seams. Got Carruthers with a step on the run. Caught him in stride. Touchdown, Pinckney. That was no hesitation from Raymond. He just let it go. And Carruthers had gotten a step on the defense and into the end zone. Touchdown, Pinckney.
Steve, you mentioned chess match. And I just mentioned Jackson had been bringing their, or playing two deep safeties. That time they went back up to press coverage. Nobody back. And Carruthers making them pay. Nice throw by the freshman, Jax Raymond, too.
If you're going to watch anybody on this Pinckney offense, it's got to be Carruthers at this point. We've been seeing his name on the reg, and he got into the end zone there. Pinckney is going to kick the extra point. The hold is down. The kick is low, but over the upright, or excuse me, over the over the crossbar, inside the uprights, and it's good. 7-8. Pinckney draws within one. Let's take a 60-second commercial break and kick it off when we come back with 3:45 to play in the first half on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Alro Metals and Plastics, celebrating 75 years in business. The experts in metals and plastics are looking to add to their team. If you're looking for a career change, consider joining over 3,000 teammates across 75 locations in 16 different states. Alro Metals and Plastics offers career training for all levels, competitive pay, and excellent benefits. To learn more about your next potential career move with Alro Metals and Plastics, go online to alro.com/careers.
listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pinckney set the kickoff here, trailing by one now after the touchdown pass to Carruthers, 8-7. Jackson with a one-point lead and getting the football back. We have 3:45 to play till our halftime break. We'll hear the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. We do have a score update from that East Jackson game with Grass Lake, and it's 28-0 Warriors. Kick goes out of bounds from Pinckney, so Jackson will start with a good field position here.
Jackson, lucky that ball made it out of bounds because it didn't look like anybody had any interest in going to field it. Mm-hmm. Like they just assumed it was going to go out, and it took a moment to get out.
I agree. So spot them on the 35-yard line.
I don't mind Jackson just giving a heavy dose of balls to Kyson Cooper and Kadair Sumner, Coronis Davis.
I said Kyron Stamper there in the backfield. Bush taking the snap out of the shotgun, and that is the play. Off tackle, cuts it back the other way. Now what a nice stop. Juke move again, still on his feet. Stamper out to the 50. Leaves a guy behind him into the 43-yard line before he goes out of bounds, and that was an impressive run by Kyron Stamper. Nimble feet.
I would always be very cautious to say anything is Barry Sanders-like, but there were a couple Barry Sanders-like moves within that run by Stamper.
Yeah. And the Vikings come right back out on the offense, ready to go again, and the handoff is to Stamper again. Tucks through the line, pushed backwards, stays on his feet. He's going to get back, pushed back to the line of scrimmage, but I think they're going to give him 2 yards on forward progress, make it second down and 8 for Jackson. And we have a Pirates player slow to get up. And Stamper gets helped up to his feet.
And we have a Viking lineman down.
Is he holding his stomach or his wrist? I can't quite tell. Trainers go out to question him. We'll get official timeout here, it looks like. Injury timeout, or did somebody call timeout?
Looks like Pinckney might have called timeout.
Everybody going back out now. They give him time to get that player off the field. And I'm trying to see who it was. He disappeared into the huddle, and he might have gone back into the game.
No, he's still there out in front of us. I'm just trying to get 74. Joshua Hebb.
Bush rolling out to throw. He's got one-on-one down the sideline. High pass play down to the 4-yard line. And incomplete, overthrew the receiver. So on second and 8, incomplete pass, and it'll bring up 3rd and 8 for the Vikings from the Pinckney 41. Jackson leads this 8-7. We have 3:04 to play first half.
Boy, you said high pass play. You weren't lying. That thing was up even with the lights as we looked at it. It was almost like Kyson Cooper, this play is you just run as fast as you can. I'm launching it high. That looked like something right out of Recess.
3rd down play for the Vikings. Bush out of the shotgun. Gives it off to Stamper. Cuts it back up. Looking to go outside, then cut it back in the middle. And carries it down to the 35. I don't know if the spot's going to be quite that good. That's where they're putting it. Nice job, Stamper, to put it out there to the 35. So on 3rd down, they get most of what they need, but still 2 yards to gain here to get the chains moved. And the Viking offense will stay on the field on this 4th down play from the 35-yard line. Line to gain is to the 33. Bush out of the shotgun again. Snap, looking left to pass into the flats. Got an open guy, caught, and 1st down. Knocked out of bounds at the 25. Great hands on that for Jalen Foltz, junior slot receiver, making the catch for Jackson High. 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line. Clock stops at 2:25.
They're going to tack on another. Probably halved.
The play and the penalty results in the Jackson 1st down.
We got a personal foul on Pinckney.
Yep, so look at that at the end of the play. Dead ball foul. And they'll walk that all the way down to the Viking, to the Pirate 10-yard line. 1st and goal for Jackson from there. 2:25 to play here in our 1st half of action.
Vikings clinging to the 8-7 lead. Looking to add to it. There have been a lot of conferences, too, official conferences.
And this time we are going to get a timeout from the Pirates. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. 2:25 to play when we come back. Vikings lead at 8-7 here on WKHM.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate. 962-4261. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Yeah, Brian, I think one of the officials might be listening to us on their on the app or online at WKHM.com while they're down there, because they walked it down to the 10 and then realized that it was a half a distance penalty, so they move it out to the 12 and a half. First and 10 there for the Vikings, so they can get a first down here without scoring.
Jackson would take a touchdown on this play, but I'm sure they wouldn't mind running two or three plays, getting this thing down close to halftime, and then punching it in.
Wing goes into motion. They hand off to Stamper out of the backfield, cutting to the edge, and knocked out of bounds there. He is going to get inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. So another nice run by Kyron Stamper. He's starting to look like he's getting some rhythm and looking quick down there.
And you know, a lot of backs want to get a few carries under their belt so they can kind of get that feel and just the vision of what the opposing defense is kind of giving you looks for.
Still 8-7 Vikings, 2:20 to play, and another handoff to Stamper to the left. This time breaks into the middle, down to the, let's call it to the 5-yard line, 4-yard line. Good spot there for Stamper. And again, they just kind of hand it off to him, looking to maybe get to the edge, but in that case, he turned it inside and gets it down and close. So it's third down. They got about 1.5 to gain for a first down. But they're on the 4-yard line, so the goal line's just right there. This is a pistol formation. Give this to Stamper. No, fake. Maybe mishandled, but Bush running around in the backfield. He's going to get brought down, and they'll get him back to the 10-yard line. So maybe just a botched handoff, or maybe a QB read option, and he made the wrong call because Bush got chased around the backfield before finally succumbing to a sack at the 10, and now we've got a Viking player again slow to get up, and it's Bush, it looks like.
Yeah, something didn't look right about that play from the get-go.
Yeah, and it looks like he's got maybe some tenderness on his right ankle or knee area. The trainers come out on the field to see him. Looks like we had an injured player down at Grass Lake, too, that's had them on hold for a few minutes. Lumen Christie scores just before the half to go up against UD Jesuit, 14-6. So Lumen Christie, despite giving up their first points of the year, still in front at halftime over at Crowley Field. Grass Lake was leading that one 28-0 with 6:21 to play in the second quarter. Now you'd expect them, they'd be a favorite in a game against East Jackson, but the Trojans have played well at times this year. We're hoping to see them give Grass Lake a little more challenge. I think it's homecoming over there at East Jackson tonight.
And Steve Connor Bush is up and walking on his own, but just gingerly. He's going to bring the field goal unit out.
Yes, on fourth down and about 6 from the 10-yard line. They're going to at least set up for a field goal try with a minute 28 to play till the half and an 8-7 lead.
And we've seen Andrew Blood, senior kicker, before convert some of these attempts.
Hold is down. Defender in his face, but he got the kick up. It looks good from here. Officials say it is. And that'll make it 11-7 Vikings with just over 90 seconds to play for Pinckney before we get to the half. 60-second commercial break, kicking it off when we return here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Don't put that down the drain.
Plugged. It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great.
What am I going to do now?
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, minute 22 till the half here. Vikings lead it 11-7. Pinckney waiting to return this football. Back deep are Carruthers and Tobby for the Pirates. Waiting on the status of Devin Bush. He's walking around on the sideline, helmet in hand. We'll see if he can walk off that, what we had seemed was maybe an ankle injury. You hope it's not a high ankle sprain or something like that, but he is still able to walk around as the kick goes away. Blood gets that one high and down to the 12, fielded there by Tobby. Head of steam, gets up to the 30, breaks through the line, 40, 45, 46, and he's brought down. A flag comes in from the opposite side of the field. I don't know what that official saw, but he threw that all the way over there.
I need to get his name because that's the longest flag toss I've ever seen. College, pro, anything. That flag went a good 25.
He would have been out of frame if we had this in the camera. Minute 14 on the clock, and it's going to be holding against Pinckney. So on what was a really nice return out to the 46-yard line. The play is going to get... a penalty walked off from the point of the foul, I think.
Yeah, nice return, but not anywhere close to as nice as that flag toss. Beautiful spiral.
So 1:14 to play here in the second quarter. First and 10 for Pinckney from their own 30-yard line. And we've seen them be able to march the football, but the big plays have been few and far between for Pinckney. The biggest play of the game, and a interception for a touchdown by the Vikings. Raymond out of the shotgun here. Three to his left. Looking to throw. Gets away quickly to Carruthers. And he'll take it out to the 35, 36-yard line before he's forced out of bounds. And they'll stop the clock with 109. And a nice 7-yard gain on first down for Pinckney. Make it 8. Good spot for the Pirates. Jackson defense probably going to play a little soft. You don't want to give up anything big. Of course, we had the big touchdown play on that pass down the seam for Carruthers, so we know the Pirates are capable of throwing downfield. So Jackson's going to probably play a little loose to take away that deep ball. Raymond got four receivers this time, two to each side. And in the backfield with him is Tuttle, looking to the sideline for the call. 109 to play here in the half. 11-7, Pinckney trails. Back to throw again. Raymond looking down that left sideline, one-on-one. And Carruthers tries to catch it before going out of bounds. And he might have hit hard over on the track when he finally came to rest. Incomplete pass, third down and two for Pinckney.
It's the first time Pinckney has not thrown it quickly when Jackson's dropped back.
Just kind of a out route there for Carruthers.
That's awesome.
And on second and short, I guess you feel like the playbook can open up a little bit and you can take a risk. Got to get two here, though, on third down to keep the drive moving, although I'm guessing four downs here with 105 to play.
I'd look for a quick pass right here.
And that's what you get. This time he doesn't go to Carruthers in the slot, but rather goes out to the wide out. He's going to take it up to the 44-yard line. And I've got Jace Carlson on the reception, another sophomore receiver for Pinckney. First and 10, although we're getting a conference here from the officials. Looks like they were just clearing something up for one another. Clock stopped at 101. Still 11-7 Jackson. Trying to keep the Pirates off the scoreboard before they get into the halftime locker room.
The bigger game, though, we've had five plays in a row without a penalty.
Another shotgun play here for Raymond. Carruthers there in the slot. Two receivers to each side for him. And he goes to Carruthers, slipping out to the sideline. Gets past the defender to the 50. And then steps out of bounds. Looks like he's shy of the line to gain, but maybe only by a yard. So they do take it into Viking territory at the 47-yard line.
Second down.
Second down and one for Pinckney. And I guess need to keep moving the sticks to keep the drive alive, but with 55 seconds, you're more or less about how much field can we take on each play. As you get into Jackson territory at the 47-yard line, this might be a prescription for the way your offense runs the rest of the time here for Pinckney as they've moved the ball consistently here.
I think Jackson's going to have to do a little disguising of things right now because Pinckney's just taking advantage of the soft coverage.
Back to throw again and gets out to the sideline. Caught Carruthers at the 40 or 39-yard line. Slides out of bounds again. That'll move the chains. Stop the clock. 51 seconds. 11-7. Still Jackson leads, but Pinckney's been able to take chunk after chunk here and get themselves in a position where maybe they can take a few deep shots. They don't need to with the speed with which they've moved the ball this way, working the sidelines. They may be able to just keep going down. And
Jackson's just giving him these eight-yard throws. That's why I say they might want to pull up somebody making it look like press coverage and then maybe drop a safety as the snap's going by, especially toward Carruthers' way.
Maybe even blitz just to get a hand in his face before because he's having time to throw. He's throwing it quick but uncontested and has those guys just kind of marching around to the side. He looks over to the left. This time he's going to try to go deep. And out of bounds. Carruthers the target. Threw it a little outside there to the left and had some defense over there too. So incomplete pass, but you take the shot. Makes it second down and 10 from the Vikings 39-yard line. And 47 seconds remain in the half.
You could see the Jackson corner there had enough of those little short passes to Carruthers. He was creeping up, ready for that.
And now we got a timeout for the Vikings. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. We've got 47 seconds to play when we come back on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Jackson leads 11-7.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, we have 47 seconds left until halftime. Out of the timeout here, both teams coming back to the field. Jackson leads this one 11-7. Pinckney, though, marching it down the field on a sustained drive here. They find themselves at 2nd and 10 from the Vikings' 39-yard line. Vikings have been playing kind of a soft coverage. Maybe here the point of the timeout was for the Vikings to kind of say, yeah, we're going to have to start taking that away. Raymond looks over to the sideline for Pinckney, the quarterback, out of the shotgun here. They've been working that left sideline with Carruthers quite a bit. Now they're sending them deep, kind of some fly routes. Carruthers, the intended receiver on the play. Double coverage there. It's deflected. And one of the Viking defenders still down on the field there at the 10-yard line. Incomplete pass, and so it's third down and 10 with 41 seconds, but the trainer going to have to get back out onto the field here. And we'll slow things down as the Vikings player looks like he's trying to get to his feet. Now his helmet comes off.
Yes, Steve, a couple injuries and a lot of incomplete passes this last 2 minutes and 20 seconds of game time is taking a while here.
And let's go ahead and take a 30-second commercial break while the Vikings player down on the field. We'll try to see if we can get a number for the player, and we'll be right back here on WKHM. Vikings lead this one 11-7 with 41 seconds till halftime, back at 30.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and it's Kyron Stamper, the player who was down. He is coming off the field under his own power and will go to the sideline, but it looks like he's going to at least miss a play, and can't tell what was ailing him because doesn't look like he's got any arm or leg pain, but maybe he just had the wind knocked out of him because he went up high to deflect that pass, and you come down, that can take it right out of you. Third down and 10 for Pinckney, and sacked on the play. Vikings getting some pressure in there.
24, Tristan Kaufman.
And we're still trying to get number 24. And they said it on the PA, and I still couldn't tell, but a nice sack. And that's going to make it fourth down and 15, 16 here for Jackson.
That's a shame because 24's made a couple really nice plays. We'd like to say his name, but he's just not on our program. We're going to have to get that figured out at halftime.
Yeah, we'll get it at the halftime here. And another timeout from Pinckney on the fourth down play here. We have 9 seconds. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Thank some of our local sponsors, like AeroQuip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Will Be Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Veritas, Ducts of Mid-Michigan, your local HVAC duct cleaning specialist. Find them online at ducts.com. That's ducts.com.
You just don't realize the air quality improvement when you get your ducts clean.
I think nobody, unless you've done it and you can compare before and after, I don't think most people realize all the dust and debris that can build up in your ducts, and then that's pumped into your house when your HVAC systems are running, whether it's heating or cooling. But, you know, we're getting close to that time of year when the furnace is going to be on regularly, and you'd hate to have it pumping that dust right into your living room. And you know, when you ever change the filter on your furnace, those things get dusty, and that's the kind of stuff that's floating around in your duct system. Ducts.com on fourth down, going for it here, and Raymond's going to get chased out of the pocket and sacked again, and that's our man number 24. And a flag comes in on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a hold. I think that was a hold on Pinckney.
It's against Pinckney, and it is going to be declined. So on the fourth down play with 3 seconds to go, turnover on downs for Pinckney. Vikings football.
And the last we saw of the Viking offense, Connor Bush had been limped off. So I'm not sure with 3 seconds to go at midfield if this is going to be let's take a knee. And
yeah, the Vikings haven't even sent the offense out there yet. First and 10, and they got it at the 45-yard line in Jackson territory.
Oh, and there is a Connor Bush sighting. He's leading that huddle, so I think we will see him. Question is, will they trust anything to go deep, or are you just happy with the 11-7 lead and let's go to the locker room?
Yeah, Bush not coming out. Oh, there he is. Testing out the wheels as he kind of high kicks his way out to the field. Didn't look any worse for the wear right there. First and 10 Vikings, and it is just taking a knee, going to the locker room with an 11-7 lead. Jackson with a pick six for a touchdown, two-point conversion, and a field goal got them to their 11-point mark. Touchdown pass from Raymond to Carruthers got the 6 points with a successful extra point attempt. 11-7 is where we go. Jackson leads Pinckney here at WKHM. 3-minute commercial break here at the half, and we'll come back and take a look back upon the first half and set things up for our halftime. Jackson leads it again, 11-7 here at WKHM, back in three.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate, 962-4261, or online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half. Vikings lead it 11-7. All attention in the stadium on the scoreboard right now. Tribute to former Viking player Amar Harrell. Viking football and basketball player Amar Harrell passed away recently in an automobile accident. And nice tribute to him. There's people wearing black shirts with blue numbers, blue number eights on them for Amar Harrell in the stadium tonight. And it's nice to see them get to pay tribute to a tremendous athlete for the Vikings, a guy Brian had quite a bit of fun watching over the last few years doing basketball and football games, too.
Yeah, as we watched this tribute on the scoreboard, those were some plays I actually remember seeing in person in college. And he was a tremendous athlete.
His Vikings lead this one right now 11-7. Brian, I think that's a little closer game than we were expecting. I think a few miscues for the Vikings. have kind of held them back from really taking control of this game. And I think a better than expected performance from the Pinckney offense. I think a little bit of fault due to the coaching staff, who kind of, I think they were sandbagging a little bit to say, oh, you know, we got our freshman, he's starting his first game. Raymond has not played bad tonight for Pinckney. He did have the pick six, but that was really just a ball that ended up in the defender's hands. It wasn't really just a terrible throw or anything. And matter of fact, he's made a lot more good throws than bad throws tonight. So it's been a fun game to watch. Even though it's been, like I said, a little bit sloppy at times.
Yeah, and you said it just as the second quarter was beginning. It became kind of a chess match. It was, if Jackson dropped safeties deep, Pinckney was throwing little short passes. And then if Jackson brought up, they kind of went deep to Carruthers a couple times for two connections. It kind of got Jackson a little gun-shy about coming up.
I think what the Vikings did really well was to... to shut down the running game, and that kind of made Pinckney a little more one-dimensional, and that does put a lot on the back of that freshman quarterback to kind of toss it around, and he was doing a nice job in that two-minute offense at the end of the half, but eventually the Vikings kind of figured it out and were able to shut that down, and so they'll still go into the half leading this 11-7. Elsewhere around the area, a Lumen Christi touchdown late in the half gave them a 14-6 lead, and a blocked field goal by UD Jesuit to end the half. So at halftime over there at Crowley Memorial Field, it is 14-6. Lumen Christi looking to stay unbeaten to start the season here. Meanwhile, Clinton was leading Adrian Madison 43-0 in the second quarter. So that one ought to be over before too long with a clock runner. 28-0 lead for Grass Lake at East Jackson. However, an injury and one of the players carted off in an ambulance in that one, so they've been delayed and are just looking to get back in action in the second quarter of that game out at East Jackson High School. Did we get another score update from Michigan Center?
Well, I saw they were still up 14-7 with 3 seconds to go in the half, but I had the ball on the 2-yard line, and I have not heard if they scored or not.
All right, we'll see if we can't get an update on that one. But for now, let's take a 3-minute commercial break. We'll get you the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA, and then bring things back here to Jackson High as the tribute for Amar Harrell continues. Looks like they've got a really cool framed jersey out there on the field as the Vikings players will go into the locker room. Great ovation here from the Jackson High fans. And so, again, 3-minute commercial break. This Week in High School Sports coming up. And then the second half on the way here at WKHM. Jackson leads Pinckney 11-7.
Attention all drivers. When you're in a jam, Phelps Towing is a name you can trust. We offer a variety of roadside services, including jump starts, blackouts, fuel deliveries, and more. Whether you're stuck on the side of the road or in your own driveway, our reliable team is here to help 24/7. With years of experience, we'll have you back on the road in no time. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Phelps Towing today and let us take care of you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
How the MHSAA educates both new and existing athletic directors, and how to watch MHSAA finals from 10, 20, even 70 years ago today. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The start of a new school year is an extremely busy one for athletic directors, especially first-time ADs. Starting in mid-August, the MHSAA offers an in-person new AD orientation that every first-time AD attends. There is also an update meeting for all athletic directors and school administrators that starts this week. The update meeting is held in 7 different locations throughout the state. The first is in Kalamazoo and the final one in Marquette in mid-October. This is the 46th year of the update meeting, and it's a great opportunity for school leaders to hear from the MHSAA's executive director, Mark Ewell, on the direction of the association. The meeting also provides an opportunity for administrators to ask questions and discuss any recent changes to the MHSAA's rules and regulations. One other way that new ADs are supported, and this is a brand new program, is the AD Connect program. 8 recently retired athletic directors are serving as mentors to first-time ADs, helping them understand the ins and outs of being an AD and being there to assist them with any questions they have. The AD Connect program is led by Assistant Director Brad Bush and the Executive Director of the MIAAA, Karen Lennar. It's time for Game Balls, where we highlight a trio of standout performances from this past week. First, Liam Smith of Muskegon Reese Puffer. He became the school's all-time leading soccer scorer by netting 4 times in a shutout win over Muskegon. Smith now has 77 career goals and counting for Reese Puffer. Lansing Sexton quarterback Joseph Pizzo, he threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another in a 48-12 win over Olivet. The win moves Sexton to 3-0 for the first time since 2017. And a Midland Dow swimmer, Emmy Sauer, she helped lead Dow to wins over Flint Powers and Saginaw Heritage, turning in the fastest times in the 100 butterfly and backstroke and being on 2 winning relay teams.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In basketball, when a player is inbounding the ball, his or her feet have to be behind the line when passing the ball. Their feet cannot be touching the line. But in soccer, a player just has to be on the line to complete a throw-in. Even if their heels are both barely touching the line and the majority of their body is in the field of play. It is considered a legal soccer throw-in if any part of both feet are either touching the line or are behind the line, including if the player does a somersault or a front flip style throw-in. As long as they flip and land with both feet on or behind the line and throw the ball, it is a legal throw-in.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Did you know? Hundreds of past MHSAA finals are available to watch on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/user/MHSAA sports or click the YouTube icon on the front page of MHSAA.com. And then in no time, you can be rewatching the 2012 Division III Boys Soccer Final or the 1993 Class C Volleyball Final. And of course, we have a ton of football and basketball games archived, including the 1977 Class A Boys Basketball Final won by Lansing Everett and Irvin Johnson, back when he was first getting known as Magic. There's even footage from the 1949 Class B Basketball Final between Coldwater and River Rouge that you can watch. That was a game played nearly 75 years ago. If there's a game you want to watch again or watch for the first time, find it on our YouTube channel. And if a game you're looking for isn't there, keep checking back. We add new games each week. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions. We're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. The school year is here and more members of your house are using hot water in the mornings. With all the chaos of getting ready before school, last thing you need is to run out of hot water for morning showers. If your hot water heater is in need of replacement or you are looking to upgrade to a more efficient water heater, Grimes Plumbing has you covered and offers a one-year warranty for labor and parts. Call Grimes Plumbing today at 517-748-7173 or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Exceptional modern American cuisine. What you can expect from Veritas in downtown Jackson. Start by ordering a drink from the bar, like unique or traditional cocktails. Also featuring a variety of beer on tap and boutique wines. Choose from freshly caught regional seafood, the finest dry-aged steak, or sushi. Accompany your meal with fresh bread baked in-house. And dessert. You can also stop in to try their weekly specials that feature chili-rubbed flank steak, bronze Alaskan king salmon, and pan-roasted Alaskan halibut. Now with a rewards program. Every $1 spent equals 1 point. Get 50 points and take $5 off your total bill. Make your next night out a Veritas night. Patio now open.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, still here at the half. 11-7 lead for the Vikings. as we had the Amara Herald tribute. We've got the band on the field now, and we had a little under the sea, a little cake by the ocean. We're starting to see some of the Jackson players come back out of the locker room, but Pinckney's still nowhere to be seen yet to come out and warm up as the band continues. And we got a couple of them. A couple more out-of-town scores. Brian, you get an Addison score for us?
Yeah, I had Addison up 21-14, I believe.
Hosting Columbia Central, a game that we still think has some potential to be a shootout down to the wire. Got one from eight-man football, Vermontville, leading Concord 30-16. In that one, again, our last update, Clinton had a 43-0 lead over Adrian Madison. And Lumen Christie at the half was leading U of D Jesuit 14-6. And our last update from Grass Lake before they had a long delay for an injury, 28-0 Grass Lake leading East Jackson. And do we have an update to the center score?
Well, you know, I did give you the wrong Addison score at half now. 28-20 Addison leads.
Okay.
And I still, the Michigan Center, my latest update was still 14-7 with 3 seconds to go, so I'm sure that's a half now, too. We'll try to get you a better score for that one here in a moment.
All right. And I might even have to tap some of my contacts to see if we can get that that score updated. Love to get one from that Napoleon-Manchester game as well, so we're efforting on that. Of course, if you want to catch all the scores, join us tomorrow, Sports Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. on WKHM. Myself and our new executive producer on the game tonight, Luke, is in studio tonight, and he'll be with me tomorrow morning for Sports Saturday, so we'll have a couple of us bouncing scores and info off one another. Michigan playing this weekend on WKHM. It's a nighttime game with Bowling Green. That's a 6:30 broadcast for a scheduled 7:30 kick, I believe. We'll get 3 minutes back on the clock here. Chance for the teams to warm up. Let's take a two-minute commercial break here at the half. When we come back, we'll set things up for the second half of action. Again, Jackson with a touchdown, two-point conversion, and a field goal leads Pinckney 11-7 here on WKHM and streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Located in downtown Jackson, call the Protection Center, 517-787-1704 for a competitive quote.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, as the halftime starts to close off here. Jackson leading 11-7 and Pinckney out to warm up. Vikings big huddle big team huddle out there, and looks like they feel ready to go here for the second half, and the officials huddling up too. Got an update from the Michigan Center game. 21-7 lead for the Cardinals is the score currently.
So they did punch it in with 3 seconds to go. You know, Steve, an emotional night here in Jackson between the breast cancer tributes and the Amar Harrell tribute. Just a lot of Jackson players I see huddling up. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of Amar Strong shirts out there being worn.
Yeah, just, like you said, emotions are kind of high right now. And, you know, in some cases you might feel like that could steal focus a little bit from the game, but I think these players are using it as motivation in the game. And they're headed out there looking energetic. One thing I've noted tonight is how often we've had delays with injury. And so let's hope we have a healthy second half here. Jackson High quarterback Bush taken off the field with a, looked like a lower extremity injury, but it looks like he's back to full strength on that little trip out to take a knee before the end of the half. We'll keep an eye on that developing situation.
Yeah, you mentioned the Grass Lake injury. I know Michigan Center starting quarterback Lucas Howard, I think, on the way to the hospital texting with his dad, Tony, saying that there's possible break in the leg right before the half.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I just texted his mom to get the score, and she didn't say a word.
Yeah. Well, that's the Howard. They're selfless people, thanking team first. But, yeah, we'll wish the best for Lucas, great kid over there at Michigan Center, good quarterback, having a nice year right now.
I remember his uncle Daniel.
Yeah.
Leaving a game in an ambulance one night with a leg injury. Let's hope they're all right. 20-yard line fielding the kick here for Jackson. Out to the 31, and then a group of Pirate crew there making the tackle on the return for Jackson was Karanis Davis. And we did notice that Tristan Coffin was our defensive star for the Vikings in the first half, number 24. Had a couple sacks, a couple tackles for loss on the running backs, too. In the backfield all night with the Pirates causing havoc there. So got that name sorted out. Tristan Coffin having a great night tonight for the Vikings so far.
Yeah, now let's see if Jackson's offense can come out here in the second half and not shoot themselves in the foot so much, because they moved the ball. They're just penalties and fumbles kind of derailed a few drives.
Quick bubble screen out to the right on first down. And takes it out. He's going to get 5, maybe 6 on the carry. And first down, and it's Kyson Cooper on the carry. Out to the 36. And we'll call 2nd and 5 for the Vikings. And, yeah, they kept getting themselves in situations like this and then have a false start and end up on 2nd or 3rd down at 10 instead of what should have been maybe 2nd and less. This time a handoff and nice penetration by the defense for the Pirates. We'll get a loss on the carry for Kyron Stamper. And he had gotten so hot there late in the half where it looked like he might come out and be trouble for the Pirates. But they stuff him on the run. Makes it 3rd and 7 now for the Vikings. On the tackle for Pinckney was Owen Turner, junior linebacker. Shotgun here for Bush. Stamper's in the backfield with him. 4 receivers, 2 to each side for Bush. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Gets it quickly into the slot. Caught by Cooper. And he manages to kind of elude a couple of tacklers, but the Pirates kept sending guys, so they're going to stop him short of the marker. And it'll make it 4th and 3 here for Jackson.
This is an interesting situation because, again, we talk about all the time, high school punts oftentimes don't really flip the field much for you. So, boy, 4th and 3, you'd be tempted to go for it, although it looks like they're going to bring out the punting unit.
And Kyron Stamper looked like he definitely didn't want to punt on 4th and 3, but probably the right call for Coach Antonio Parker. And because you don't want to give Pinckney this kind of field position for as well as their offense played. And, you know, to only have 7 points, you say, did they play really well? They played better than expected, and with that short of a field, Pinckney would be dangerous. Good punt here. And fair caught, but fumbled, muffed. And we'll see if Pinckney's able to dive on it. They are. So field position for the Pirates will be at the 29, but we have another Vikings player down on the field.
We just can't shake this injury bug, Steve. And that looked like a benign play. It was a fair catch call, so but I guess diving on that muffed fumble, maybe a little collision there.
Going in there head first, neck injuries, back injuries, all susceptible. And I'll tell you, the trainers had a little spring in their step heading out there. They looked concerned. So it's a timeout on the field, 11-7. Vikings in the lead.
And at 6 p.m.
Let's take a 60-second commercial break while the player's down on the field, see what we can figure out from up here. 9:54 to play third quarter. Vikings lead 11-7. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 9:54 to play third quarter. Another injury on the field and still down and surrounded by trainers. They did move the player from their stomach to their back, and that's the only movement I've seen since. Another trainer went out carrying a bag, but not sure what our status is. We've been here at Jackson High Games before where we have the ambulance come out onto the field. Let's hope that's not the case here.
And with high school athletes, you know, they always err on the side of caution, which is great. They should.
We've got, 9:54 to play just into the third quarter. Some score updates. Lumen Christi 21-6 lead over UD Jesuit. Blissfield with a 49-0 lead in their game over Hillsdale. And Ida with a 10-6 lead over Hudson. That's probably a pretty exciting contest. Two very good programs there. And Vermontville with a 30-16 lead over Concord. Another score we had. 43-0 Clinton over Adrian Madison. As our player is on their feet, and you can hear the ovation from the crowd.
But that's a great sign.
Definitely.
Like I said, they'll always be very cautious, so just the fact that he's up and moving.
And on his feet, going to get some assistance off of the field and trying to get a number there. And it's looking like number 12, Caden Bear.
12 to me, yep.
Caden Bear. And right now it looks like favoring the right leg, which as much as you don't want a serious injury, a head injury, neck injury is much more scary than a leg injury for the health of the player. And then now you get the concern of how bad of a leg injury could it be. Let's hope it's a short-term injury and nothing that requires surgery. So let's let the optimism seep in on that situation. It's first and 10 for Pinckney. From their own 29-yard line with 9:54 to play third quarter. They trail Jackson 7-11. And the Pinckney offense comes out for their first possession of the second half.
And Bear is putting weight on both legs, too. That's good to see as well.
Shotgun here for Raymond. He's got two receivers to his left and a wing over there, too. They do hand off on first down. And And that's Tobby with the carry. And it looked like he was going to be brought down at the 34. Second effort, I think he pumps it out to the 35. The spot's going to be just shy of that 35-yard line mark. And I think they're going to say his knee was down before that second effort. So 34-yard line, second down and five for Pinckney. And Tobby looked really quick off of his the handoff there.
Steve, have you recalled a game where you've seen so few as far as variety of plays? I feel this is either a Tobby handoff, a short pass to Crothers, or a deep pass to Crothers, and that's been about it.
We have had a few catches for Jace Carlson on the sideline there. Over on the left side is Carruthers in the slot. Wide out is Hayden Beaver on the left side, and it is Carruthers. Kind of a hook route. He catches it, tries to clear the defense, can't get away. He's out to the 37, and that'll be third down in about two for Pinckney.
And Carruthers just lining up kind of out in their slot, and Pinckney continuing to just see if Jackson's giving him any kind of cushion. They make quick throw to him. If not, they've kind of gone deep. And I said before the half, Jackson's going to maybe need to disguise a little bit.
And I think we're kind of seeing that, although Carruthers flipped over here to the right side, and they're giving him a little cushion. He steps out like he's going to catch it, but they hand off instead. And Tobby able to carry that past the 40 to the 41-yard line and move the sticks for Pinckney. And you can see Carruthers, and that may be kind of a run-pass option that the quarterback gets to decide a little bit, as Carruthers kind of did just step up into that space where he could have dropped it. They could have dropped that pass into him with that soft coverage.
I'll give Pinckney credit. They're thinking that it's working, and they continue to go to it until Jackson can show they can stop one of those three plays.
And similarly, they're playing about 5 to 8 yards off these receivers. Raymond's going to look over the left side for his play. Tobby jumps over to his right side out of the shotgun for Raymond. Takes the snap. It's a little low. Hands off to Tobby. Able to get past the Jackson defender who was in the backfield and turn it into a decent gain there of about 5 yards on first down. Tobby out to the 46-yard line where he stopped. Second down, and we'll call it a 6 yards. But that had potential to be a loss. And Tobby able to do a quick juke and sidestep that defender.
And there is our man 24, Tristan Cawthon, who we did not have his name for the first half. So I could just say Tristan Cawthon like 3 or 4 times just to make up for us not saying his name before.
Yeah, because Tristan Cawthon had a really
Tristan Cawthon
good half.
Did well.
Out of the shotgun and quick out to Carruthers. And he's got some space. Good block over there by the receiver. Now we get a flag in the place where you might expect to be a holding call. Carruthers takes it into Jackson territory down to the 35-yard line. We'll see what the flag is. That was another long thrown flag. And they're going to put it up by the 49-yard line in Jackson territory, but again, I'd expect that almost to be a hold, and that is the call against Pinckney. And I saw over there was a tremendous block by Larry Smith for the Pirates, but maybe took it a little too far.
You saw the tremendous block, as did I. The officials saw too tremendous of a block. Maybe those hands got outside the jersey or the pads.
And it's not like the NFL where we get all the numbers and stuff. That's the only one we're assuming that's the hold. That was the closest thing I saw that could have been construed as a hold. But that really did free Carruthers up for that big gain. So the fact that a holding call was made, anything other than maybe that call would have been erroneous.
But lost in that call, again, another quick pass to Carruthers as Jackson gave that cushion.
Carruthers now on the left side for the QB. Checks Raymond. And this time it's a delayed handoff going to Tuttle. And the Vikings sniff that one out and take him down quickly. Make it third and 11 now. Football on the 41-yard line in Pinckney territory. And the penalty, again, doing the damage, stopping them in a way that the Vikings defense wasn't able to. Pinckney will have this third and long situation.
And once again, same play, just different player. This time instead of Tobby, it was Tuttle. But the back standing right next to the quarterback, and they just turn and hand it, put in his stomach, and let him go.
Still 11-7, Jackson leads. Third and 11 for Pinckney. Jax Raymond out of a shotgun. Tuttle's in the backfield. Or is that... No, it's Carruthers in the backfield. Nope, that's another guy.
Yeah.
Jacob Miner. And they go out to Carruthers on the left side. And he had a blocker, and he went the wrong way. If he goes to the right, the defender, the blocker's in the way, he goes to the left. He goes outside the block, gets a couple yards, but it'll bring up fourth down and nine for Pinckney from their own 43-yard line.
As you were trying to figure out who number 17 is, because we don't have his name on the program either.
We do.
And I was going to say it doesn't really matter because it was going to Carruthers.
Jacob Miner was in the backfield there, junior running back. Another punt away. It's a low liner, but it's going to stay away from the return man and take a big bounce the Pinckney direction all the way down to the 16-yard line. That'll flip the field over for the Vikings. They'll have to cover a lot of distance to get to the end zone. With 5:11 to play in the third quarter, Vikings still lead it 11-7. And so this kind of back and forth continues. Neither team has really looked like their offense was going to outmaneuver the opposing defense. We did get an update from Napoleon, by the way, 29-7 for the Pirates lead there. Cascade Conference Pirates, 29-7 lead over Manchester. Adrian, 22-0 over Tecumseh right now. And Lumen Christi added another score and put themselves up 28-6 over UV Jesuit.
And I'll pile on with you, 36-28 Addison at the end of three over Columbia Central. And the Golden Eagles led by Dylan Zabrowski.
16-yard line for the Vikings on offense. Bush in there at quarterback. Jet sweep coming across and handed off. Hit to the 20. Good power run there. Got to the 20 and had contact. And another 3 yards after that, maybe four. On the run for the Viking, number five, Karanis Davis. Second down and we'll call it 2 yards. 8 yards on first down, and they marked that all the way up to the 24.
Jack's kind of hurrying up a little bit. I kind of like this. Get that tempo moving.
Bush, another sweep. Same play, basically, to Karanis Davis. This time he carries it to the 27. And that should be first down for the Vikings.
You know, it's interesting. Jackson just kind of has a different run process than a lot of teams where they do a lot of jet sweeps. And they still have their power back and their speed back. Karanis Davis, more of the power.
Ends up working from that wing spot more than as a deep back. Stamper lined up next to Bush right now. And Bush rolling to his left, now looking to throw. There's Davis again out at the 30. And a nice move to get past one defender. Let that guy go flying by, but the tackle made anyway at the 30. 3 yards on first down, second and seven for the Vikings.
Yeah, good tackle from the safety spot from Kane Barth, senior. There's another name that just kind of sound tough.
Kane Barth.
You don't want to ever get in a back alley fight with Kane Barth.
No, indeed. Bush in the shotgun now. Two receivers split out wide right. Karanis Davis there on the wing to his right. And Stamper in the backfield. Receivers going in motion. Tight formation now to the right. Davis in motion. Takes the handoff again. Gets past one defender to the 30. Still on his feet into the middle of the pack and down to the 35 before he's brought to a stop. And I like this because we didn't see Davis a ton in the first half, but he's shown that he's going to get some tough yardage here. And they'll mark that at the 35, third down at about 2 for Jackson High. They lead this 11-7 with 3:24 to play in the third.
This has been one of those games where, to me, it's felt like Jackson has been the team that's more in control, but just 4 points separating him.
Big third down play here. Handoff is to Stamper. Gets ahead of steam over the 40 to the 44-yard line. First and 10 Vikings. And I said Stamper. I'm incorrect. The carry there by Samaj Gatewood.
That's a Viking first down.
That was a good run by Gatewood.
First and 10, 44-yard line. Quick play again. Hand it off. And Gatewood takes out to the 50 to the 48 in Pirate territory. They're not going to give him that little extra yardage, so we'll call it the 49. Still second and about 4 here for the Vikings. And that, again, Gatewood on the carry. And it looks like Stamper maybe still sidelined with whatever he was down with before, and we could see him on the sideline without his helmet on. But it looks like he's maneuvering, lawyering to get himself back on the field. Right now, Gatewood running well. Kind of a Kyron Stamper clone. Quick pass out to the wing here, and we'll get close to that first down marker. It's going to depend on the spot. And on the reception there, it's Kyson Cooper. And that's going to be first down with those chains. Right on the 46-yard line, the nose of the football on that left hash. Fresh set of downs for the Vikings, really marching this time. Minute 47 to go in the third quarter with an 11-7 lead. Steady diet of runs here so far. And the flags come out quickly for a false start against the Vikings.
The Vikings that like to do that jet sweep, and it's usually involving Kyson Cooper or Coronis Davis, and that time both were ready to take off. Somebody didn't get the memo.
So again, where we've seen Jackson get these sustained drives and then a penalty has kind of slowed them. First and 15 back into their own territory at the 49. Low snap for Bush and now chased out of the pocket and brought down for a big loss. Nice night on the defensive side of the football for Hunter Weaver. Makes the sack to backfield for the Vikings. And so first and 15 becomes second down and 25.
And Steve, you called it that penalty, put him behind the chains a little bit, and all of a sudden, if you're Coach Parker, you feel, okay, well, you need to throw this time. That put him in bad position for Hunter Weaver as he tracked down Bush.
Second down and long here for the Vikings, back to their own 40-yard line now. Line to gain is at the 40 or the 36 in Pinckney territory. 47 seconds to play in the third. Bush takes the snap, and that's a fake handoff to Gatewood. End around here play for Kyson Cooper. He's going to get past the 45 and push down to the 47. And that'll bring up third down and about 15 for the Vikings.
Yeah, fortunately for the Vikings, too, Jacob Miner made the tackle, but the only way to do it was to push Cooper forward about 3 or 4 yards. Although that spot didn't seem great to me for Jackson.
Yeah.
This might be the last play of the quarter.
8 seconds ticking away, and it's a low snap. Bush picks it up, though, clean. Rolling out, looking downfield, and now he's going to have to run, staying on his feet to the 50. Cuts back inside at the 45. Now looking to get to the other side. Nice tackle there that maybe saved a first down. He did get to the 45 in Pinckney territory, and that's going to make a fourth down and 9 yards for the Vikings.
Coach Parker and offensive coordinator Rob Dillon will have a quarter break to decide what to do coming out of here.
End of the third quarter, 11-7 Vikings with the football and a big fourth down to determine what to do when we come back in the fourth quarter. 60-second commercial break, and we're back with the final period here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with the top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated spaces available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your indoor storage needs.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Blood with a punt that's going to bounce at the 5 and out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Oh, the 4. I thought he had it down inside there even, but a lovely punt by Blood high in the air. Bounced on the field and jumps out of bounds. That coffin corner attempt. Pretty good kick. And that's going to back Pinckney all the way up to their own 4-yard line to take over possession for the first the first possession of the fourth quarter.
And, Steve, I need you to not talk to me for the next minute and a half as I am going to be drafting my apology letter to Andrew Blood when I said not many high school punters are flipping the field, because that was a beauty. And I think you might owe him an apology, too, because you just said pretty good punt. I'm going to say that was a great punt.
I think Pinckney would agree. Too good for their tastes, as Jax Raymond standing in the end zone when he takes this snap out of the shotgun on first and 10. Trailing 11-7, hands off quickly, and Taubby's going to carry it out to about the 5-yard line. Maybe spot it out to the 6, but that's not going to give them too much breathing room with 2 yards on first down. And second down and 8 from inside their own 10-yard line.
Cardair Sumner with a big hit. And that 2-yard gain could have been 12 if Sumner doesn't bring him down, because he was by himself.
You're absolutely right. We have 11:25 to play here. Hey, thanks to Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Our presenting sponsor in high school football all season long. As this one's still very much in question, Pinckney needs to move it out of the shadow of their goalpost here. Shotgun for Jax Raymond. Almost got that Viking D-line to jump a little bit there. They did that a couple times in the first half. This time, Vikings hold steady. Oh, he's got to have an eye on where Carruthers is. He's working in the slot. They go to him with that soft coverage out to the 10. Spins away from the defender out to the 13-yard line and tackled there. Still shy of the line to gain. No, they say it's first down.
It's as if Nolan Joe Carruthers is Cooper Kupp. Like, they just are just force-feeding him the ball, and you just don't see that very often where the same receiver gets it over and over and over, but Carruthers sure has.
That's an exceptional spot on the play there for Pinckney. Out of the 14-yard line, first and 10, fresh set of downs. Yeah, Carruthers, it's like that Wes Walker or Edelman back when Tom Brady would throw it to him 12 or 13 times a game. He's lined up in that slot again. This time it's a handoff, though, and the Vikings right there. The running back stayed on his feet and mitigated the damage, but still won't make it back to the original line of scrimmage, and the run for loss by Taubby is going to be down at the 13-yard line. Second down and about 12 here for the Pirates. Jackson defense would love to stop them here deep, force them to punt or turn it over, as they've flipped the field very well with a great punt by Blood, and now with 9:54 to play in the fourth and an 11-7 lead, Jackson's got him pinned back at a second and long.
Well, I have an idea. If you want to stop him, put two people on Carruthers. Oh, there's a false start.
Just a little loss of footing in the backfield. And so Pinckney will turn second and 12 into second and 17 and move themselves back inside the 10-yard line again to about the 8-yard line.
That was kind of funny because you could see Taubby, who's the running back, standing side by side with the quarterback. You could see that he was going forward and he didn't want to, and he was trying to hold up, but gravity took over. Gravity always wins, Steve.
It does.
Undefeated.
It's like when you're bowling and you release a little late and you try to stop from making that footfall. That was that motion that he was doing. So standing on the 3-yard line to take this snap is Jax Raymond, freshman QB for Pinckney. Second down and long. And he's looking to throw it quick. Gets it out to Carruthers, who drops one. That's maybe the first drop for Carruthers all night. That one thrown a little high, but he had it in his hands and dropped it on the, trying to bring it down to his breadbasket. And so that'll make it third and long on the incomplete pass.
You know, I think that is his first drop, but that's also the first time I've seen two Vikings near him that close to the line on that short pass, too, which, again, I think Coach Parker has had enough and said, hey, we're putting two on him.
So that makes it third and about 14, 15 here for Pinckney. And Raymond looking to throw, gets a little time, now chasing the end zone. That's going to be a sack for a safety. And there's our safety signal. 2 points for the Vikings, and they get the football back. Let's make it 13-7, Jackson High. And that's what can happen when you pin them deep on their own four with a great punt by Andrew Blood.
That apology letter's coming. And why not apologize to Tristan Cawthon, too, because there's that man again. We didn't know his name to match the jersey number in the first half, but we sure do now.
Vikings lead it 13-7. And they'll kick it back, or the Pirates will have to free kick it back to the Vikings as they start to seize control a little bit here with 9:07 to play in the fourth quarter.
But again, Steve, with 9 minutes to go, and I know the Vikings are about to get the ball, but if you're Pinckney, you still feel like, hey, if we can hold them and get the ball back, they have marched at times. You'd hate to have them with the ball last and get that last touchdown, and down by six, they still win this game.
Yeah, if you're the Vikings, you, gosh, it's not imperative because obviously you have the lead by six, but you'd love to put some points up here and kind of feel like you salted away a little bit. I got an update for the Northwest Mounties on the road at Battle Creek Penfield, leading 25-20 with 5 minutes to go.
You predicted a good game there, I think.
We saw the Mounties get kind of manhandled by Harper Creek a week ago, and so nice to see them bounce back against an opponent where they're kind of a favorite even on the road and going out and putting up 25 points. So Pinckney will kick this one away from the 20-yard line, and it's Karanis Davis back to return it for the Vikings. He's standing at the 31.
I'm going to give some credit to Pinckney because we kind of thought this game might be a little bit more lopsided in Jackson's favor, but angry Pirates as if they're scurvy-ridden.
no parlay in this one. So the kick gets low and out to the 49, fielded there by the Vikings. And he sees a little bit of daylight, gets across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. And on the return for the Vikings, slow to get up, but does get back to his feet. Number 21 is Blair Pippen, junior wide receiver for the Vikings. First and 10 for Jackson. And they're going to move that to, 37. For once, I got the spot right out of the gate. I love it. 8:58 to play. Vikings lead 13-7 with the football in Pinckney territory. And it all, man, doesn't it, you see how that game really turned on that Andrew Blood punt.
It sure did. And that's just something that we joke about a little bit, but we just don't say that very often where a huge play by a high school punter, but that really was.
So Viking football, shotgun formation. And quick pass out over to Kyson Cooper. And it looked like that's one of those where you want him to go one-on-one and beat a guy, but he was one-on-three, and Pinckney wins that battle there. Pushes him back, and the spot's going to be at the 40. So he'll lose three on the play, and that'll make it second down to 13 for the Vikings.
Yeah, we'll give Kane Barth the credit for that tackle, but that was three Pinckney defenders that all were very well disciplined. They just stayed in their lane, let somebody make the tackle.
Bush still in there at QB, left briefly with what seemed to be a little, maybe an ankle turn, but back out there and looks comfortable. Hands off on the jet sweep to the right. And that's Cooper again. He gets tackled into the sideline at the Jackson High bench. I think the Vikings wanted a hit out of bounds on that play.
We've seen flags for much less, I think. He definitely was well out of bounds.
Sometimes those guys are engaged in that tackle, and I don't mean to say that it's dirty. It's just you're engaged in the tackle, and you're coached to finish it out, and they were finishing. I just didn't realize they were maybe almost to the track.
Yeah, how often in your youth football days do you hear the word finish through the whistle?
Yeah.
And when there is no whistle, you do lose track, so you're right. I no means think that's dirty.
40-yard line for the Vikings, third down and 12, maybe 13. And it looks like we got a timeout on the field.
Is that an official timeout, or who called that? I never saw a signal.
Me either, and I still don't see anything. They are going to kind of get together in conference here.
Steve, while they're talking about that, another update, 50-28 now. Addison ahead of Columbia with 4:19 to go. And Michigan Center, 42-21.
It looks like we're getting a final from Lumen Christie. Win number 399 for Herb Brogan, 28-6 over U of D Jesuit. One of the biggest challenges on that Lumen schedule this year. And they're up to the task and have so far surrendered 6 points through four games. As the Vikings come on third and long, rolling out left to pass is Bush. He's going to get hit by one. Now pulled down by another Pirate. And a violent tackle back at the 44-yard line. The spot's going to be a little further up than that, maybe the 42, fourth down and 14 for the Vikings. So the Pinckney Pirate defense does what it needs to, and I think you see Andrew Blood, if he can pin him back deep again. We've got 7:32 to play and the clock running, and Jackson still leading 13-7.
That defender grabbed Bush and threw him like it was old WWF. I thought that was like Jimmy Superfly Snuka going flying. That's before your time even, probably.
Oh, don't trust me. I know Superfly.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe a little Tito Santana.
Okay.
Cross body. Blood going for
booty.
That top corner again, and he hit it this time. Oh, he got the backwards bounce, so it's inside the 10. That hit at the 5, and just like when I throw a pitching wedge in there by the flag, just a little spin back in my dreams. But this is real life, and Andrew Blood has once again stuck them down inside their own 10. So Pinckney, trailing by 6 with 7:04 to play, going to have to work from a deficit here, and they put it on the 8-yard line, 1st and 10 Pirates.
Andrew Blood is single. I was going to say single-handedly, but I'll change that to single-footedly, changing my opinion of high school punters and my disdain for their ineptitude often. But not Andrew Blood.
Meanwhile, 42-0, Grass Lake leading with 10:03 to play in the fourth over there. We have 7:04, and it's Pirate ball. And Jax Raymond, who has not played bad as a freshman in his debut tonight, he hands it off on first down to Tobby, and the Viking defense ready for it. Hit him at the 5, and he's going to lose a couple yards on this one. The officials got it spotted at the 7. Seems generous. It'll be still 2nd down and 11 here for Pinckney.
And I said at the beginning of the half, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I do not think there's been a play other than that little handoff to the back or a pass to Crothers this half.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe with a freshman QB in his first start, you do limit the playbook.
Yep. They're really limited.
But, at some point, let's see what he's – yeah, let's run the tricky stuff we work on, too, in practice. Because that little run play is not getting it done, and – a little shift by Tobby to kind of see the play from the coach, and instead another false start flag against Pinckney. So half the distance back and digging themselves a hole when you can't afford to have any pre-snap penalties like that.
Backed up to their own 4. Jackson High would love another safety right here, Steve, and get this back to 8 to where, at worst, there would be overtime force.
4-yard line, 2nd down, 15 for Pinckney. And that has Jax Raymond standing in the end zone. And he's going to quick out pass to Carruthers. Gets a good block, sprung him loose, gets to the sideline, turns it upfield, dives ahead at the 14. But dives, most of that diving was out of bounds. I think he's going to spot at the 13-yard line. And that'll bring a 3rd down and about 6 for Pinckney. Viking defense has been bending a little but not breaking, and if they can get off the field here on 3rd down again, you got now at 5.5 to play, and Pinckney still unable to really make a move toward anything that's looking like a score.
And I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but up only by 6, 13-7, I'm a little nervous for Jackson right now.
As long as they can stop the big play, and I feel like this is where Coffin has made his money. We get a timeout on the field. And so let's take a commercial break. 30 seconds here on WKHM with 5:14 to play. Jackson leads at 13-7. And we're back in 30 seconds.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Here we go. Third down play. 6 yards to gain here for Pinckney. Trailing 13-7 in a quick pass out to Carruthers. Cuts between two defenders at the 20, out to the 25. Going to move the chains. And once again, Carruthers able to make a catch out in space and get some yardage.
If you happen to have Nolan Joe Carruthers on your high school fantasy team and it's a point per reception, congratulations, you're winning this week, because that young man's up to about 62 points.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill type numbers tonight for Carruthers, and just that short dink and dump, and he is a danger to break one of those for a long game. So far, the Vikings have been able to kind of keep him boxed in, but he did burn him for a long touchdown in the first half with 4:40 to play. Pinckney would love to have him do more of the same. This time a handoff to Tuttle in the backfield, and he spins away from a couple defenders. He's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage, though. And now a little extracurricular after the play.
No.
And that could be, I don't know who they're going to whistle that on, because really it was Tuttle who aggressively pulled away from the Jackson defender, but a little retaliation from the Vikings. So no need for that extra activity. And so this could be offsetting, but I wouldn't be shocked if it went against the Vikings either.
Yeah, I think that retaliator is the one that's going to get caught, and that's going to be Stamper. So it's going to go from second and 10 or longer to a first down. And again, with 4:27 and only down six,
no need to give him 15 extra.
No.
So 4:27 to play. It's 13-7 Vikings. We're going to walk off a 15-yard penalty and get Pinckney out to the 40? 39-yard line. First and 10 for the Pirates there. And on a play that the Vikings had, Tuttle stopped for a one-yard loss. Instead, Pinckney, fresh set of downs, moving toward midfield. 4:27 on the clock. And again, 13-7. Rolling out the pass is Raymond. And a different target on the play. I think Carruthers might have been covered. Intended receiver on the play, Larry Smith. Incomplete second and 10.
Now, I did like that play design. They take Carruthers out wide, and what, three or four Vikings go with him, and Larry Smith kind of drags around and was wide open. Just Raymond missed him.
A little high on the throw and difficult on the move.
Yeah.
Still hit him in the hands. And I think the good news for Pinckney is the Jackson defender was looking to get that on the deflection, but it dropped just a little short of where he was. So Pinckney will live to see another down on second and 10. Vikings, though.
We'll see a handoff here.
That is the play. Goes to Tobby and went into the heart of the defense. Cuts to the left. Gets out to the 45. So that'll bring up third down and about four for the Pirates.
Yeah, Pinckney's been pretty consistent on any second and longs. They're handing it off, trying to just keep it to that third manageable. And at this point in the game, under 4 minutes now, you got to believe everything's four down.
You just Tony Romo'd that prediction. Raymond takes it. Another quick handoff. And into the backfield and making the tackle. Nastali. And Bryce Nastali with the stop for a loss. And that's going to make it 4th and 9 yards for Pinckney. Decision time. You only got 3:36 to play and the clock's running. You're trailing by 6. And it looks like no decision to make. They got to go for it on this 4th down.
Tell you who really wants to get off the field for Jackson is Kyron Stamper, and hope that was just a meaningless penalty on him earlier.
And now we get a timeout from Pinckney. I want to talk this over. 30-second commercial break with 3:18 to play. The Vikings holding on to a 13-7 lead on a big fourth down for Pinckney when we come back on WKHM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and fourth down. Feels massive here for Pinckney with 3:18 left. They're trailing by six. They're in their own half of the field on the 40-yard line. The line to gains at the 49. And Jackson jumps. A little hard count by the Pirates. And so we'll get five here and make it fourth down and four for Pinckney. And that's definitely feels more like more achievable for them.
Yeah, and they called their second timeout, so they only have one left. And you know that was discussed. Let's try to get five easy ones here. And then we'll probably just go to Carruthers.
Final score out of the Ida and Hudson game. A couple good programs. I mentioned Hudson with the victory tonight, 22-10, the final there. At East Jackson, Grass Lakes lead 42-8. As that one's ticking down to the end of the game. We've got 3:18 to play here. Fourth down and four for Pinckney. They're going for it all deep, and I don't know if that was thrown where they wanted or the route didn't go right, but it goes and falls harmlessly between the defenders and the receivers. No one really close to catching that. And didn't see, I was kind of expecting another slot play to Carruthers or Carruthers to decoy when they went somewhere else, but instead it's a turnover on downs for Pinckney, and the Vikings can try to run this clock out with 3:14 to play and a 13-7 lead.
Yeah, Steven, I don't know if you were watching the ball, but that was Tristan Cawthon again putting pressure on Raymond, and he didn't have time to get to Carruthers where he was hoping to. So you got to think Jackson High's one first down away from being able to end this.
And only one timeout here for Pinckney. Snap, handoff, and on the run out to the 40, maybe to the 39 before he's stopped. And a breath of fresh air here late in the game. Fresh legs on Samaj Gatewood, and he's running a little wild there. Gets 6 yards on first down, second and four.
Gatewood's had a really nice second half for Jackson. Jackson, who has been wanting to kind of hurry up the tempo throughout this half, now obviously slowing it down, squeezing every second they can out of this. Up six.
We're down to 2:42. Kenner Bush in the shotgun. Gatewood is in the backfield with him.
On a night we have seen a slippery ball.
Yeah.
Take care of the ball.
Felt that way a lot in the first half. Not so much here in the second half. Handoff goes to Gatewood. Dives up the middle to the 45. That's close to the line to gain. And that's the signal. First down, Vikings. We're down to 2:19. And the clock starts to run again.
Yeah, Pinckney can stop it one more time.
I don't know if they will, although the coach still coaching over there aggressively.
Yeah, I think Jackson picking up like eight on that first down. They kind of saw the writing on the wall. It would have been a waste of one.
Let's see what they do on this first down play here. Bush letting it run down. We're down to 1:49. Snap, handoff to Gatewood. No, that is Kyron Stamper back into the game. Gets down past the 30 to the 29, and a nice gain again on first down, Brian. It makes it hard for them to take that timeout. They do call it, though. Final timeout in the game for Pinckney. Grab a couple of sponsors here as Jackson will run a couple more plays and hopefully walk away with a win here in a game that ended up being closer than we expected. But thank you to Tom Coffee Softwater on the game. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, of course, our presenting sponsor all season long. We'll say thank you to Liquid Death Sparkling Water and Ghost Energy Drink, the official energy drink of high school football on WKHM. I had a citrus Ghost Energy Drink tonight and give me the energy boost I needed to get through this one. Thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, who's going to be with us throughout our regular season coverage and presenting sponsor for the postseason.
I can't handle the energy drink myself, but I'm going to give Ghost its props because I feel like it pumps you up.
I feel like it does. I look forward to it.
I know you, and when you get that in you, you go to another level.
Yeah. I bring the Ghost with me, too, and I look forward to that moment when I decide to finally open it, that perfect timing for when the energy boost is going to kick in. Vikings will hand it off to Stamper again. He'll get brought down at the 28-yard line. And that'll bring it third down and about three here for Jackson as we run inside the minute and a half mark.
They'll be able to take it down. They'll run another play on fourth down if they have to. And they'll be able to get it down to probably under maybe 15 seconds-ish. But they pick up 3 yards. It's over. It's academic.
Milking the clock down to 104. And we'll stop the clock with a somebody jumping. Is it going against the Vikings?
It is.
It is. False start against Jackson.
That's a big penalty because it stops the clock. And now third and, what, eight?
Yep. They're down at 8 yards for the Vikings after the penalty with 101 to play. The clock is stopped. Still probably run two plays and
yeah, but at least now Pinckney theoretically could get the ball back. Again, there will be less than 20 seconds if they do. But how about if you're Jackson, just get the first down and make that a non-issue.
Moot. There's the snap a little low. Bush picks it up, end around for Kyson Cooper. And he's going to get close to the first down marker. They're going to put him at the 26. So make it fourth and one. The clock will run. We're at the 45-second mark. Again, 13-7. Jackson holding on to the six-point lead. And it all hinges on this play.
The thing I did like about that play, too, is just stretching that out. That took an extra 4 or 5 seconds.
A little slow to develop run.
I'm sure Jackson will call a timeout here as the play clock will get down to zero, and the game clock will let you know.
Ticking down. And yeah, no timeout call yet. They may run this play. And there's the timeout. I think Bush thought he was going to snap it, and Coach Parker calls a timeout with 9 seconds. 9 seconds. Fourth down and one for the Vikings. 13-7 lead. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Join us tomorrow here at WKHM, 9 a.m. for Sports Saturday. Also live broadcast tomorrow from noon to 2 with Fiesta Alegre from the Jackson's Hispanic Heritage Festival at Horace Blackton Park. I'll be over there with Juan Rodriguez and Antoline as we enjoy the Hispanic Heritage Festival. They're going to have some live music, some dancers, tons of different Hispanic types of food, Mexican food. He said, Juan said, yeah, they'll have tacos, but all kinds of stuff, Cuban. I think he said Guatemalan food. Like, it's going to be a smorgasbord. And then just a celebration of Hispanic heritage in Jackson. So
that event goes, see you down there.
That event goes from noon to 9:30 tomorrow. So, yeah, Brian, come down. Well, I'll buy you a burrito, and we'll have a great time.
Okay.
Here we go, 9 seconds, Vikings on the field. Snap is held, and handoff is given. There's first down distance. Taken to the ground, no fumble. Gatewood salts it away for the Vikings on the 20-yard line. 3, 2. Are we going to start the clock again here?
Sure, that
everybody's
teams
leading.
Are leaving.
There it goes. 000 on the clock. Vikings hold on for the win, 13-7, the final here at Jackson High on the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, honoring Amar Harrell and getting the win for the Vikings. Let's take 2 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back and wrap things up from Jackson High. Again, Jackson 13, Pinckney 7 on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, the final score here at Jackson High, 13-7. The Vikings hold on to win. Pick six for a touchdown, 2-point conversion, field goal and a safety, no offensive scores for the Vikings. It's a tribute to the Pinckney defense a little bit. I think also a little bit of sloppiness on the Jackson offense. Too many false starts, too many procedure penalties there, pre-snap penalties, and kind of kept moving themselves back when they didn't need to. But they did it enough with the defense and the special teams to get it done. Our player of the game tonight for the Vikings is going to be, in a rare occasion, Andrew Blood. Had the field goal tonight, had a couple of tremendous punts in the fourth quarter when Pinckney really needed some field position to kind of get themselves a chance to get back in the game or to close that deficit, and they just couldn't because Blood stuck them back deep one time at the 4 and one time at the 8. And so a nice punting game for Andrew Blood for the Vikings, and he's our player of the game tonight, and maybe the only time we've ever had a punter be the player of the game.
And again, I was mad at myself for saying high school punters don't often flip fields, but I'm equally mad at you right now for you just saying
it was only okay.
Blood had pretty a good. Nice game. Let's call it like Blood had an outstanding punter game, Steve.
Yeah.
The best punting game I've ever seen from a high school punter.
Certainly since you and I have been working together, that is the best punting game, certainly, that we've seen. So Andrew Blood, our player of the game for special teams here for the Vikings, with a shout-out to our couple of defensive players that had an outstanding game, helping to hold Pinckney to just 7 points, and that is Tristan Cawthon, and who had the pick six?
Sumner.
Carter Sumner. So, yeah, really nice game by the Vikings defense. The offense left a little to be desired. Something to work on in practice this week. Something to study in film study, and so that you can come out and be prepared for that game next week at where the game will be at Friday at home versus Ypsilanti, who is 1-2 on the season and 0-1 going in the conference going into the night tonight. I didn't get a result for their game, but Jackson's going to have to be ready so that they can handle their business and win a game that they're supposed to win against the Ypsilanti team.
Yeah, and you know what's fun for Jackson and if Jackson fans is now football games become playoff games. Like each game just is that much more important because you do now have playoff aspirations.
Yeah, you're building toward that point where you get to that, you secure that playoff position, and 3-1 now for the Vikings and 2-0 in their league, and with that game coming up against Ypsilanti, looking to go to 4-1 and a third conference victory. So then you start thinking about conference championships. Start thinking about all that stuff. But you got to win the games you're supposed to win, and Ypsilanti is going to be a game they're supposed to win. Meanwhile, Pinckney is going to be in action next week. They go to 0-4 on the year and 0-2 in the league now. And it doesn't get any easier for them. That Tecumseh team is going to be difficult on the road for for these Pinckney Pirates. But another game under his belt, or the first game under his belt for Jax Raymond. Thought he played as good as could be expected for a freshman and making his debut tonight. So something to build on for the Pinckney staff in film study this week. And figuring out a few, maybe adding a few more plays to the repertoire of Jax Raymond so they can maybe confuse the defense a little more varied in the offensive plays.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a Pinckney fan headed home now, listening to us, and, you know, you saw Brady Raymond play QB for a couple of years, you're about to see Jax for the next four, and he looked really good. And shout out to Nolan Joe Carruthers. Just had an outstanding game. Unfortunately, we don't have the statistics, but he had to have had 15 or more catches,
yeah,
which is unheard of.
Definitely the fantasy player of the night for the game. Out-of-town scoreboard, Hudson over Ida tonight, 22-10. And I believe that was Hudson on the road, yeah, up at that Ida Stadium that you see on your way north. 42-8 was our last update from Grass Lake. And East Jackson with the Warriors comfortably in front in that one. Napoleon holds off Manchester 42-21 in that battle of unbeatens in the Cascades. So Napoleon continues a good run of games for them going all the way back to last season. And Michigan Center was up when we last got an update at 21-7. So without having another update, let's assume they held on to win, but they're going to the backup quarterback there.
They were up 42-21 at the end of 3-2.
Oh, wow, so they really started adding to the points in that one.
They did, yep.
With Leslie, backup quarterback in there. There's not a big drop-off. I mean, they had a quarterback battle, so I think they feel comfortable going to the backup at Michigan Center.
I'm also guessing for another score, Tammy and Rich Collins, my sister, won. Wine bottle zero.
Tuning in tonight
to us around the fire,
and I think we might bump into one another out at the Hispanic Heritage Festival. So I might be on the hook for a few burritos tomorrow. Who knows? Or maybe tacos, or maybe something I don't even know exists yet. Because this is really my first experience at the Hispanic Heritage Festival. But anyway, a festive night tonight. If in a little more serious manner, but. It's wonderful to be a part of an event like the Breast Cancer Awareness and Cancer in General Awareness Night that they do yearly here at Jackson High, and the pink and black jerseys and all that stuff. And, of course, paying tribute to Amara Harrell, who they lost this year. And then going out and getting the win unconventionally with defense and special teams, but it's a win nonetheless. And glad we got to be here for the W. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Well, my final thoughts, Jackson, are going to be happy to get away with this victory tonight because, as you said, and we've said all night, some penalties, some just sloppiness, things that Coach Parker will want to clean up. But, boy, is that a good feeling when you know you have things to clean up, but you still get that win, too. It's not just
right. The
moral victory. You know, you got that dub, and that's what they're looking for.
That's what they always say, you learn more from a loss than from a win. But in this case, you get to learn and win,
right.
And I don't know what could be better than that, except that
sitting next to you doing games.
It's a pleasure from this side, too. And we get to do it again next week, so we'll be back here at Jackson High. Ypsilanti Community Schools will be the opponent for the Vikings. Tune us in about 6:45 next Friday night with kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. So for our executive producer, Luke Moorhead, who's going to be joining me for Sports Saturday tomorrow at 9 a.m., for Brian Haynes, the professor, I'm Steve Boyle. And we'll talk to you next Friday night.